Behind the pitching of junior right-hander Brady Smith and the Cardinals' booming bats, especially with two outs, Menominee was no match for the Cardinals in Thursday's Division I regional final.
Charlie McSell, the junior, second baseman, here it is. And he looks at a call, strike three, and we got 1K in the books for Brady Smith. An 0-2 pitch. There's a call, strike three, and Smith gets his second strikeout. 2-2 now from Smith. The pitch. Call, strike three, and Brady gets his third K of the game.
And afterwards, Chi-High head coach Mitch Steinmetz talked about the terrific pitching performance of his junior right-hander.
Brady's been he's a heck of a person. I mean, he just works and works and works, and it shows on the field. I can't say enough about him. Honestly, I can't. There's not too many kids I've coached that I can just, you know, express all that joy that I have coaching him, because that's all he does is work. And he puts his nose right to the grindstone, and he just keeps going. He just takes coaching so well.
In the bottom of the first, senior shortstop Cole Perlberg provided all the offense the Cardinals would need.
2-1 to Perlberg, two out, runner at first, Ian Denning, the pinch runner. And this one hit pretty well to left field. There's a long run by the left fielder from Menominee, and it's out of here, a home run for Perlberg, and the Cards lead it 2-0. His third homer of the year, Cole Perlberg.
But the Cardinals came through with a lot more offense than just that.
With two outs here, and again, we were saying yesterday, Chi scored 9 of their 11 runs with two outs. And this one smashed. There's the...
Oh, and
the catch. He dropped it. He dropped it in center field. Two runs are going to score, and here's the throw to third, and the Cardinals lead it 4-1.
Brady Smith here in the top half of the fourth inning has retired 10. Just the one hit he's given up was the home run to the catcher.
And this one hit down that right field line. It's going to be a long run for Gavin, and he's going to make a diving catch in foul territory. What a grab by Thompson.
So Smith now, the count 2-1 to Brady, the Cardinal leadoff hitter, looking for that first hit of the game for him. And he's going to rip one to center field, and it's going to get in there for a hit. And now rounding third, and Dixon's going to hold this time. There's a shot base down the left field line, and the runner around third, and the Cardinals are sending two, and they're going to keep one in second and third on the double by Braden Hagman.
Off-speed pitch smash for a single to left field, and one run is in, and the second run goes to the left field to drop the ball. Runner into third base, and it's a double for the Cardinals, Jackson Martin, and the Cards lead it 9-1.
Now it's off to Buchholz Park at Stevens Point after that 9-1 win over Menominee on Thursday to face the 20-6 co-champs of the Big Rivers Conference, Hudson. Should the Cards prevail in this game with the Raiders, with whom they split during the regular season, losing 5-3 at Hudson on April 22nd and winning in a slugfest 9-8 at home on April 24th, should Chi-High prevail, they'll meet the winner of today's D.C. Everest-Eau Claire North game being played afterwards at 1. It's Chi-High and Hudson for the right to go to sectionals on the road to state on WOGO Sports.
Chi-High Baseball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and Grace Home Respiratory. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, it's the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good morning. Not used to saying that in a sports broadcast. Good morning from Buchholz Park in Stevens Point, where I am accompanied by our video producer, Sam Aberle, as we bring you Chi-High and Hudson. The Cards at 18-9-1, tying for fourth in the BRC against the co-champs in that conference, Hudson, at 20-6. But they split during the regular season, the Cards losing at Hudson in a lower-scoring game 5-3, and then winning 9-8 2 days later, April 24th, at Gannon Field at Casper Park. And the team's getting here with Hudson with a 5-3 victory over Stevens Point on Thursday, and Chi-High after beating Marshfield 11-1 on Wednesday, down Menominee 9-1 on Thursday. And so, again, they got a lot of rain here yesterday, and so the grounds crew's working extensively before this broadcast to make the field as good as possible, and it is good, ready to go for both squads here, 325 down the line, 375 to dead center, and it's going to be a battle of sophomore pitchers. The left-hander Mark Sousa, the ace of the Hudson staff, according to head coach Brent Blegen, and for the Cardinals, Sam Brasina. We'll hear from both coaches when the pregame show continues in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinals Sectional Baseball.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
Since 1951, Bowl & Prue Plumbing of Chippewa Falls has been a trusted name in our community. Fully licensed and insured, Bowl & Prue can help with any job, large or small. Whether you need a repair or are building or remodeling, call Bowl & Prue Plumbing. Commercial, agricultural, and residential service, including well pumps, septic systems, and lawn irrigation. Bowl & Prue Plumbing on River Street in Chippewa Falls and online at bowlandprue.com.
If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for getting a haircut at Great Clips." Yeah, you waited till the last minute, but with online check-in, you got in fast and left with a look you love. For a great cut in less time, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips. If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for going to Great Clips for a haircut." They had your details saved in clip notes, so all you had to do was relax, and your wallet got a nice break too. For the cut you love for less, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips.
Cardinal Countdown from Stevens Point, Buchholz Park. It's the boys' Division I sectional semifinal game. And Hudson, the co-champ of the BRC, and their head coach Brent Blegen here against the Chihai Cards. Coach, congrats on a great year, and good to be here.
Yeah, thank you. Always a pleasure, never easy, always exciting. I talk to a lot of people about this being one of the most difficult days in any high school sport. You got to win two in the same day to get to your state tournament. So kids are excited. Ready to go. So
absolutely, an exciting win. You guys took care of business. Stevens Point gave you all you could handle the other day.
Absolutely. They've got a good program. They've been good year over year over year. They're not just going to, you know, lay down and die. So they gave us everything we had. They got off to a big lead, 3-0 lead to start, but our kids took that punch and battled back, and then ended up taking it at the end. So
your squad is the one seed here, and of the four that are here, and co-champs of the BRC. But hey, you split with Chihai during the season, so anything could happen today.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the BRC is so competitive. You know, most of our games that we play are close games with them. You know, most of the BRC games themselves, in general, are pretty close games. So we understand that we have a target on our back, and we're going to get the best out of every team we play. And our kids have to be able to accept that, manage that, and I think this week or today put the target on someone else's back for a change.
As of this interview, Coach Blegen, I don't know if it's going to be the sophomore Brasina or the junior Brady Smith for Chihai. Apparently you faced them both, and so we'll just have to wait and see, huh?
Yeah, we at this point, I mean, other coaches and I, we spent a lot of time this week like preparing, but I think at the end of the day, you just got to let these kids go play. You want to prepare them, obviously, but you don't want to get in their heads. You don't want to give them too much to handle. Yeah. Just they're who, you know, those are the kids that got us here. They're the kids that are going to take us there, too. So,
finally, talk to me about the pitcher you're throwing in game one here today.
We'll be throwing Mark Sousa. He's a sophomore, lefty. He's faced Chippewa, too. He got the win the first time we played them, 6-4. He's excited. He It was his first playoff experience last Thursday. That experience hopefully is going to pay off now. This is his second playoff game, but he's been our number one starter as a sophomore year, pitched our Tuesday conference game, so we're looking at him to come out and be who Mark Sousa can be. So,
Coach, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Wish you the best.
Awesome. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Head coach for the Hudson Raiders, back with the Cards head coach, Mitch Steinmetz, in a moment on 2 minutes, actually, from now on WOGO Sports from the sectional semifinal in Stevens Point.
Soak up sun, sand, and smart saving with a certificate at Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.40% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate has guaranteed returns at maturity and no minimum opening balance for fast and easy opening. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/savesmart. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 5/27/25. Insured by NCUA.
Every crack, pothole, or blemish tells a story of family gatherings, harsh winters, and countless memories. But it's time to start a new chapter with a fresh canvas for tomorrow's memories. For five generations, Senn Blacktop has been writing success stories across our community, one driveway, street, and parking lot at a time. Professional, reliable, guaranteed. That's the Senn Blacktop promise. Call today for your free estimate or visit us online at sennblacktop.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Hi, Chippewa fans. My name is Sissy Knops. I'm a realtor with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Here's a pop quiz. Do you know the current value of your home? I help clients in the Chippewa Valley answer this question in order to get their home sold for top dollar. I can also help you write a winning offer on a home in today's competitive market. So if you're looking to buy or sell your home, cabin, or piece of land, contact me, Sissy Knops of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, 715-828-0903.
Cardinal countdown on this sectional semifinal Tuesday from Stevens Point, Buchholz Park. Mark Halverson with Chi-High head coach Mitch Steinmetz, the Cards and the Raiders, and just heard from the head coach of Hudson. He's going with a sophomore pitcher, and how have you decided in the pitching department?
We decided to go with Sam Brezina. We're just going to stick with our Tuesday guy first, and then Brady, hopefully, can pitch the second game. Mm-hmm. So
very good. Yeah, I mean, it's a good problem to have, right? Two really good pitchers.
Yes. You know, they both bring a little bit different on the mound. You know, they bring different pitches to the mound. We just think that this might be our better chance.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I mean, Chi-High, boy, the bat's booming there Wednesday and Thursday, 11-1 over Marshfield, 9-1 over Menominee, and hoping to keep that going. What have you guys been busy with since Thursday?
We've been, you know, hitting in the cage. You know, just trying to keep practice as normal as possible, keep the kids calm. Just know that, you know, situational baseball is going to be more, you know, we have to be more efficient. We have to be able to execute better than we have in the bunts and moving guys around.
So Lucas Logslight injured himself in that game on Wednesday, re-aggravating an injury. What's the status today?
He took some swings yesterday. I don't really know for sure. We're gonna see how he hits in a cage. I think he'll probably get down for game one. Hopefully, game two, if need be, if we make it, mm-hmm. maybe we can get him there. So. Mm-hmm.
Against the Hudson team, maybe they're clearly the favorite, the one seed, co-champ of the BRC, but boy, 5-3, you lose to them, you beat them 9-8. I mean, this is anybody's ballgame.
Oh, yeah. You know, and like we said before, if, you know, we don't make errors and we hit the ball and score more runs, we're going to win. So
there you go. Good enough. Simple enough. Coach, we wish you the best today. Love being here, and wish you the best for this one, and hope we're calling one at four today as well.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So,
head coach Mitch Steinmetz. There he is, Mitch Steinmetz of the Cards here on WOGO Sports. Hey, when you're faced with a challenge of how you respond determines the real winners, Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football
football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. We're back with the introductions of the lineups for both teams in a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Sectional Baseball.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi-High baseball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
The one seed, 20-6, Hudson. They split during the regular season. In moments, we'll meet both squads. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. And, you know, milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Well, research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why many players know that they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Very fitting during this June Dairy Month. And again, we have a very precise clock that says 9:52 team introductions. It's right now. Let's listen. Jim Krieger, the public address announcer.
Between the Chippewa Falls Cardinals of the Big Rivers Conference with a record of 18-9, and the Hudson Raiders of the Big Rivers Conference with a record of 20-6. Chippewa Falls, Hudson, and the WIAA require good sportsmanship at education-based sporting events. Attendance at interscholastic activities is a privilege with the expectation to exhibit positive and respectful behavior. For the enjoyment and respect of all in attendance, your cooperation is in demonstrating the high ideals of sportsmanship is expected and greatly appreciated. Thank you for your cooperation. Here's the starting lineup and batting order for the visiting team, the Cardinals of Chippewa Falls High School. Leading off, the designated hitter, number 5, Brady Smith. He will be batting for the pitcher, number 18, Sam Bresina. Batting second and catching, number 2, Landon Atkinson. Batting third, playing first base, number 9, Brecken Bovier. Batting fourth, playing shortstop, number 1, Cole Perlberg. Batting fifth, playing center field, number 12, Jared Erickson. Batting sixth, playing left field, number 10, Braden Hagman. Batting seventh, playing right field, number 4, Gavin Thompson. Batting eighth, playing third base, number 8, Jackson Martin. And batting ninth, playing second base, number 16, Ryan Dixon. Head coach of the Cardinals is Mitch Steinmetz. He is assisted by Griffin Spindler. And now here is the starting lineup and batting order for the home team, the Raiders of Hudson High School. Leading off and playing center field, number 1, Steele Homie. Batting second and playing second base, number 5, Sam Abrahamson. Batting third and catcher, number 3, Logan Hagman. Batting fourth, playing shortstop, number 8, Jace Matuszynski. batting fifth, playing first base, number 11, Bennett Graffel. Batting sixth, playing left field, number 10, Sam Manchester. Batting seventh, playing third base, number 9, Silas Heisler. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, number 13, Spencer Bullis. He'll be batting for the pitcher, number 2, Mark Souza. And batting ninth, playing right field, number 17, Hunter Oswald. Head coach of the Raiders is Brent Legan. He's assisted by Andy Edholm, Vinny Cognetta, and Michael Holmes.
All right, we'll take a final break and come back and set those lineups again. Hudson, the home team, Chi-High, the visitor, batting first when we come back on WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, market president at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
Chi-High and Hudson in the Division I sectional semifinal. Chad Frederick joins me on the broadcast with our Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Chad, you break into the broadcast and right away we put you to work. What are the keys to the game?
I think for Chi-High right away, it's working the count, making the young sophomore on the mound here for Hudson work a little bit, seeing some pitches, and you know the key to success that we've had is pretty much scoring every inning. So hopefully we can continue that.
That's all. Score. That's all. And scoring with two outs, it's been amazing.
Yes. That's a hard thing to do. So hopefully that'll continue today.
Absolutely. Those are your Toys and Ford keys to the game. Brought to you by the dealer. Well, you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls, and the owner of the Express knows a thing or two about baseball as well. All right. Well, a lot of road construction in the way here on this two-hour drive, right?
There was. It slowed me up quite a bit.
Yeah, and so looking forward to this one. And they go with Mark Souza, the sophomore lefty, the battle of two sophomore pitchers today in this contest with Souza on the mound. Logan Hagman is his battery mate, the sophomore catcher. Then for Hudson defensively, Bennett Braithall is the senior first baseman. Sam Abrahamson is the junior second baseman. Jace Matuszynski, the junior shortstop, and Silas Heisler, the senior third baseman. In the outfield from left to right, it's junior Sam Manchester in left, Steele Homey in center, and Hunter Oswald, the senior in right. By the way, I should note Hudson with 5 seniors to 9 for Chippewa Falls. Squeegee Squad of Western Wisconsin is here for all your residential, commercial window cleaning, gutter cleaning, house and roof washing, and pressure washing needs. Squeegee Squad of Western Wisconsin, as we're about ready to go. So, again, Cards have seen some lefties along the way, and they'll see another one today in Sousa. And there is the first pitch, a called strike one to Brady Smith, hitting .341, a .470 on base percentage and an .843 OPS, which is that combination. And there's the next one, 0-1, and a smash up the middle, base hit, and he's aboard. Brady's aboard to start the game for the Cards.
Nice hit by Brady.
Way to start it.
That's about as perfect a start as you can hope for.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is.
Hitting from the right side against Sousa, the lefty. The pitch. And he's going to square to bunt. A nice bunt toward the pitcher's mound. It's going to be fielded there. Throw over to first in time for the out. Moving Smith to second base. Well, laid it down. First pitch right away.
Good bunt. Good bunt. Move the runner over.
Again, be reminded that you get the 100 pitches. And so we'll keep our eye on if this particular scoreboard serves us in that capacity. It may not. Here at Buchholz Park. Not necessarily seeing it. So anyhow, we'll just ask Chad to count them. Brecken Boyver is the senior first baseman, hitting .302 with a .513 on base and an .834 slugging from the left side. Deep in the box, lefty versus lefty, the pitch. And there's a ball that misses inside 1-0. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Cards from Freeze Financial Group. Well, you can help me out. I know I saw the Hagman parent family, the Martin family, but a good Chi-Hi contingent here, right?
Yeah, it looks like pretty much everybody's here.
All right.
That I've seen.
Wouldn't miss
parents.
It.
So that's awesome.
1-0. The pitch to Boyver, and he looks at ball two, 2-0. So one out and one on, runner already in scoring position for the Cards against the sophomore lefty Sousa, who head coach Brent Legan calls their number one. 2-0 the pitch. And he looks at a called strike, 2-1.
Yeah, he's a solid, really solid pitcher for Hudson when we faced him earlier in the year in the game we lost 5-3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got a fastball that I think probably is around 80, but he's got a good curveball and changeup.
Yep, 2-1 pitch now to Boyver, the first baseman. There's one that misses outside, 3-1. So the Cards one ball away from getting a second runner on with the cleanup hitter Cole Perlberg on deck. Sousa, the coach said, they don't typically give us heights, but they said he's 6'4", and he looks all of it. So the 6'4 sophomore, the pitch. Take your base. So Boyver is aboard on five pitches. He gets the walk. So two runners aboard, one out for the cleanup hitter, Cole Perlberg. And if your home or business needs a cleanup from fire, smoke, or water damage, or mold remediation, call the experts at Service Master of the Chippewa Valley. Service Master, trust comes in the yellow truck. Perlberg, some pretty good numbers. His average up to .292, .541 on base, and a .0013 slugging. Best on the team. That's OPS, I should say. And there's the curveball, and misses 1-0. I don't know how you read that. Now, you say 1,000. I guess a thousand, over 1,000 for his OPS, the combination of on base and slugging. Of course, the only guy to hit a homer for the team this year. He has three of them, including in the win over Menominee. That was the game-winning hit the other day on Thursday. The 9-1 victory. And this one smashed deep to left field. A long run out there. Perlberg, did he get it all? Yes, he did.
He did.
Oh, yes. What a start for Chippewa. Well, we talked about his home run power, and he saw it and got all of it.
Yep, that was a great swing. Jumped on the pitch right away.
What a start for the Cards here. They lead it 3-0. Winner meets the winner of D.C. Everest and Eau Claire North later, but the Cards get a 3-0 lead off the sophomore, Sousa. It just kept going. You saw left fielder Sam Manchester go back and just watch that baby go. Again, 325 down the lines, 375 to center, and a 3-0 Cardinal lead. And now Sousa comes back with ball one, so he's laboring here in this first inning.
Yep, they're working him here pretty good. You know, Brecken had a nice at-bat, worked the walk before Cole's home run. So said, make him work a little bit. He's young, put the pressure on him.
Lefty versus lefty, Erickson, a .259 hitter from the left side. The count 1-0, the pitch misses outside 2-0. Talk about a cleanup hitter, clean it up, huh?
Yep, that's what he's supposed to do.
Again, what a great start for the Cardinals here. We'll play seven innings, scheduled to. Of course, the 10-run rule in terms of five innings, the Cards did that to Marshfield on, almost did it to Menominee. And there's a called strike to a looking Jared Erickson. Curious what your home or land is worth, or are you looking to buy? Call Sissy Knops at MSK Realtors, MSKRealtors.com. The pitch. Ball low, and the count now 3-1 to a looking Jared Erickson, the Cardinals' senior center fielder, one of nine seniors on this Mitch Steinmetz crew, looking to get to a sectional final and beyond to state next Monday in Grand Chute. The pitch, outside again, Sousa control problem, second walk of the inning, and Erickson gets the free pass following the three-run homer by Perlberg. Again, that brings up Brandon Hegman, another senior, hitting 200 of the 366 on base and a 639 OPS. Our umpires, Larry Buchberger, Corey Gersmelli, and Derek Freeman. Hitting from the right side, deep in the box. Hagman, the pitch, swing and a miss. And again, for the Cards, it seems, Chad, I mean, that those hot bats continuing here early, and it's been good contact from 1 through 9, and that's huge in terms of the team offense.
Yeah, it helps with
0-1 pitch, and ball misses outside 1-1.
Everybody just kind of, again, hitting is contagious, and it's just kind of been carrying them through here for the last couple of games, and everybody's putting good swings on, looking good.
Guys continued to get in the cages here since Thursday, I understand, from Coach Steinmetz. The 1-1 pitch. And there's a called strike two to looking Brandon Hagman. So the left-hander Sousa against the righty Hagman, with Gavin Thompson on deck. Runner at first, only one out. Three already in for the Cards here in the top half of the first. The pitch. And this one hit in the air on the infield. And the shortstop's going to have it. Jace Matuszynski, the junior, for out number two. So a pop out. And it brings up Thompson hitting 400 from the left side. The junior right fielder with a 506 on base and a 940 OPS. One of the better on the team, without carefully looking, I think it might be second to Perlberg's OPS.
Yeah, Gavin's having a really good season.
Mm-hmm. Lefty versus lefty here in the pitch. And a called strike, 0-1. You know, some people might say, wow, Thompson with an average like that, why is he in the seventh spot? But it provides some juice to that part of the order.
It does. And, hitters are attacked differently in different spots of the order, mm-hmm. too. So I think it's
throw over to first, runner back.
To be in that seventh spot, for the pitches that he ends up getting to see there, which really helps him out.
Now, you played your high school ball at Marshfield. What was the furthest you remember getting in the tournament?
I think we won one playoff game.
Okay. Throw over to first again.
Not very far.
All right, yeah. So, I have a sense of a deep feeling of you want to play meaningful games. And, again, the regular season's so long, but this game, Richard meeting a sectional semifinal, and down the left field line, slicing, and out of play. But the ivy on the wall, it's kind of reminiscent of Wrigley here.
It is. Buchholz Park is an old field that Stevens Point was in Marshfield's conference, so I got to play here several times over my career, too. So
yeah, pretty nice. And the this one is grounded towards short, and throw over to first in time by Matuszynski to complete it, but not before the Cards score three, span one in the middle of one from Buchholz Park and Stevens Point in this Division I sectional semifinal. It's Chi-High 3, Hudson, coming up on WOGO Sports.
Since 1951, Bowl and Prue Plumbing of Chippewa Falls has been a trusted name in our community. Fully licensed and insured, Bowl and Prue can help with any job, large or small. Whether you need a repair or are building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Commercial, agricultural, and residential service, including well pumps, septic systems, and lawn irrigation. Bowl and Prue Plumbing on River Street in Chippewa Falls and online at bowlandprue.com.
If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for getting a haircut at Great Clips." Yeah, you waited till the last minute, but with online check-in, you got in fast and left with a look you love. For a great cut in less time, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips. If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for going to Great Clips for a haircut." They had your details saved in Clip Notes, so all you had to do was relax, and your wallet got a nice break too. For the cut you love for less, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips.
Bottom half of the first inning as we get ready for the Cards to go on defense after the big three-run homer from Cole Perlberg. And again, shades of that regional final. He had a two-run homer there, a three-run homer here to start the Cards. The sophomore, Sam Brasina, gets the call to face the center fielder, Steele Homie. The junior second baseman, Sam Abrahamson, and the sophomore catcher, Logan Hagman, for Hudson. They'll keep coming with Jace Matuszynski, the junior shortstop, Bennett Braithall, the senior first baseman, Sam Manchester, the junior left fielder. Then in the seventh spot, Silas Heisler, the senior third baseman. And it's Spencer Bullis, the junior DH, hitting in place of the pitcher, and Hunter Oswald, the senior right fielder. That is the Hudson lineup. Starting the lefty, Steele Homie, against the Cardinals lefty, Brasina. And he misses 1-0. Got some pitching numbers on Sam for the season. 60 strikeouts, 28 walks, a 1.64 ERA in 38.1 innings pitched in 11 games. Started 8 with a record of 3-1. The 1-0 pitch. This one hit in the air, center field, having it measured. Erickson underneath it for out number 1. How do you size up Sam as a pitcher from your perspective, Chad Frederick?
Yeah, Sam's got good stuff. His ball runs. He's got a kind of a sneaky delivery, too. You know, he's a little bit long, so a little arms and legs, and I think the ball kind of pops on guys, and, you know, everybody's struggled to hit him all season long.
Hence the incredible ERA, huh?
Yep.
And again, you got Brady Smith, who's outstanding, winner in that regional final. DHing here as the ball misses 1-0. To Sam Abrahamson, the junior second baseman. At the same time, you can call on Brady if you need him. Otherwise, hey, you're hoping to get the game too. And boy, to have Brady go in the sectional championship would work out really well.
Yes, it would. That would be exactly what Coach Simons would want.
1-0 pitch, and Brasina misses 2-0. Again, we saw some really good control from him in the 11-1 victory over Marshfield the other day. Sam had to only go 5 innings for that, as the Cards took care of business even in just 4 at-bats, scoring in all of their at-bats and 9 of their 11 runs with 2 outs. The 2-0 pitch to Abrahamson. And there is a called strike 1 with the fastball there. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Incorporated, always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. 2-1 count now to Abrahamson, the number 2 hitter for Hudson. And he looks at a ball outside. 3-1 now to Abrahamson with Logan Hagman, the sophomore catcher, on deck. Boy, for these young guys, you said one playoff victory, one tournament win for your Marshfield club in your days as a shortstop there. I mean, these guys don't understand, like, hey, you're just a sophomore, but you're in the sectionals. And he walks him on 5 pitches.
Yeah, you know, it's not every day that you get to make it that far. I mean, the competition is tough. Our regional and sectional, there's a lot of really good teams, you know, from the Valley Conference to the Big Rivers is always tough. So, you know, it's tough to get here. So hopefully Sam can settle in and relax now. Pitch with the lead. Stay calm.
Got the fly out to Homie earlier. Both Smith and Brasina kind of pitchers. I mean, they'll get their strikeouts, but both of them good control and kind of, you know, certainly use their fielders behind them.
Yes.
Hagman very deep in the box. Logan Hagman, the sophomore catcher, looks at a ball, misses 1-0. So early in the morning for Sam, probably the earliest game. Well, again, you think about those weekend tournaments, right?
Yep, I think we played our home doubleheader against Marshfield during the regular season. I think first game started at 10. So, you know, the difference is at least there we were home and we didn't have to ride a bus for 2 hours to get over here.
Landon Atkinson, a quick word out with his pitcher. What do you think he might have been saying?
I'd probably just telling him to relax. You know, he's kind of struggling to find the zone here. Just take a deep breath and play catch.
1-0 to Hagman. 60 strikeouts, 38 walks on the season for the sophomore lefty. This is outside again.
Yeah, his ball's kind of tailing and running away right now.
Those control issues, again, 2 walks in the first inning for Sousa, the sophomore, as 2 sophomore lefties squaring off in this one today. Not just sophomores, but lefties as well. The 2-0 pitch, that went in the dirt, and now the count 3-0, so falling worse behind in an even worse way here to Hagman with the cleanup hitter, Matuszynski, on deck. Both teams with the shortstop as their cleanup hitter. So the 3-0 now to Hagman as Brasina tries to find his way. The runner off a bit, and there's a called strike one.
Oof.
So looking strike one to Logan Hagman. You thought he got a good call?
I think the crowd reacted like that. It looked like it might have been off the plate a little bit, but
all right,
we'll take it.
We told you the name of the three umpires. I don't have the exact identity of who the home plate umpire is, but the 3-1 not count now. So see if Brezina can rally back here. And he misses. Ball four. So take your base and the second walk of the inning. So Sousa and Brezina, the sophomore lefties, have matched each other in the number of walks, but Brezina does not want to follow suit here in terms of what Perlberg did as a shortstop in the cleanup spot for Shahai as Matuszynski, the junior shortstop, comes up for Hudson. Well, you feel good about that 3-0 lead, but it's very early in the game.
It is, and, you know, Hudson, obviously, they've got that lineup is pretty solid all the way through.
Chaya and Hudson had a slugfest 9-8. Chaya won it April 24th. Runners at first and second, only one out. There's a ball missing 1-0. Well, again, here's the other possibility. If it gets, you know, Brady Smith is there. He thought he'd go later. If they need to go to him earlier, could potentially bring back Brezina later if they make it to the second game. Just speculating, is the count 1-0?
Yeah, I would, you know, I would assume that that's kind of where coach would go is to get Brady loose and ready. Looks like he actually just jogged down to the bullpen. He's probably going to start.
1-0 pitch, and he is offside 2-0. So of the last seven pitches, six have been balls, and I think even the walk before that. So Brezina having trouble finding the zone here early in inning number one. And the Cards leading at 3-0, but runners at first and second for Hudson and only one out to the cleanup hitter, Jace Matuszynski. The 2-0 pitch to Matuszynski. Brezina looks at the runner at second. He deals. Oh, boy, that was close.
That one looked good.
Now it did look good, but it's 3-0 now, so we've got a negative trend for the Cards. As 3-0 to Matuszynski in a 3-0 game. Bottom half of the first inning, only one out for the Raiders. Leadoff flyout from Steele Homey. Brezina, the young sophomore, delivers. And that one's down low. So he walks the bases loaded for Bennett Braithel, the senior first baseman.
All right. Go talk to him, Griff.
Well, we've seen him a number of times this year. And, again, I don't know, the nerves, the pressure, the earliness, a combination. But, yeah. Griffin Spindler going out there to talk to him.
Yep, got to get him settled down here a little bit. You know, I think he's thrown two strikes out of his last 14 pitches. Mm-hmm. You know, it just got to, you know, young, don't put the pressure on yourself. You know, trust your teammates. Just put the ball over the plate. I'm sure that he's worried because there are a lot of good hitters on this team, but you got to make him put the ball in play. We can't give up free bases.
Yeah, and Brady Smith is in the bullpen for the Cards. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, always here for you in our Chippewa Falls community. Luke and Dana Lucier create personalized services to honor your loved one. Learn more at petersonvolker.com. That's petersonvolker.com. And a great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants or by watching a son, daughter, brother, or sister compete in high school sports. You can make a significant income while providing a community service by giving back to the games that meant so much to you. By becoming a WIAA licensed official, it gives you the opportunity to be involved, stay in shape, and assist in providing the lifelong lessons proven to be inherent in education-based athletics. Signing up is easy. Simply online at WIAAWI.org and access the Officials tab to get started today. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping education in sports. Bases loaded, and it's Bennett Braithel, the senior first baseman from the right side against the lefty Brezina, and he misses outside 1-0. Again, part of that might have been, you know, buying some time for Brady Smith. It was a pretty good visit there by Spindler, I thought.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and, you know, with some of our pitchers and stuff, you know, Brady's got a pretty good plyo ball routine and things that he does before he starts even throwing.
Okay.
So he's going to need a little time.
Okay. The 1-0 pitch, and there's a ball high 2-0. So Sam is two balls away from walking in a run as he has walked the bases loaded. Again, an initial flyout to Homey to center, and the Abrahamson, Hagman, and Matuszynski all getting free passes. We said his strikeout-to-walk ratio, you know, a little less than 2-1, 60 strikeouts and 38 walks in his 38-plus innings to start the season. The pitch, there's a called strike, 2-1, to Braithel with Sam Manchester, the junior left fielder, on deck. 2-1 the count. Bases loaded. Brezina trying to find himself here. Laboring in the first inning.
The Cardinals do have a 3-0 cushion. The 2-1 pitch on the way, and a ball misses outside 3-1. So one ball away from walking in a run here with Manchester on deck. Loving that 3-0 lead on the homer, but not liking this much here, the Cardinal faithful. The 3-1 pitch from Brasino with the bases loaded and one out. Here it is, and this one fouled off, and the count goes full at 3-2. Well, come on, Sam. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Thanks to all of our advertisers for making the broadcast possible. A lot goes into this, folks. Investing in this equipment for the live video stream at the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and more. So thanks so much for their support and your viewership and listenership. Off-speed pitch called, strike three, yes! Oh, Brasino rallies back for the strikeout. And I'll tell you what, Braithwaite is about ready to go to first base, but he got K'd up there for the strikeout, and that's the second out. It brings up Sam Manchester. So two are out now, the left-handed hitting Manchester, and biggest pitch of the game for Brasino, no question.
Yep, that was huge, a little kind of backdoor slider, so that was a good pitch.
A new batter now, and this one hit foul down the third baseline, slicing out of play. Well, again, talk about getting to the brink. Again, we'll see how they get through the inning, but he walks the bases loaded. He goes 3-1 on Braithwaite and then gets his first strikeout of the game. And good drama here in inning number one from this Division I sectional semifinal from Buchholz Park and Stevens Point. Brasino now ahead 0-1, the pitch. And this one tapped on the infield. It's going to be glove there in front of it, falling down. It's hanging, and the run scores, and it's 3-1. Jackson Martin at third base, actually. Jackson Martin at third. My apologies. Hagman in left. So it was a routine grounder, but then slipping on the grass. And again, they talked about how much rain they got yesterday.
Yeah, the grass, it looks wet. It was kind of a nubbed ball. Wasn't hit hard.
Right.
He was charging and kind of put the
brakes
on.
They're going to call it a hit.
They are.
So the first hit of the game for Hudson, and it scores a run. And Brasino had gotten in front there, and Abrahamson scoring the first run of the game. And there's a ball from Brasino missing 1-0 to Silas Heisler, the senior third baseman. So Hagman to third, Matuszynski to second, and Manchester aboard with the infield single. As the count now 1-0 to Heisler. And there's a ball outside 2-0. So, again, we had a fly out to center from Homie, then three walks, Abrahamson, Hagman, and Matuszynski. Braithwaite striked out, and it looked like maybe the Cards could have got out of it, but, again, Jackson Martin slipping and falling and trying to field that one at third. And it would have been a tough play anyhow.
It would have been with a lefty out of the box. He looks like he runs well.
Yeah, it was one of those slow. And there's a ball high, 3-1. One has to wonder, did that kind of shake Brasino? Because he was starting to groove it a little bit better.
He was starting to come back a little bit there. And you know, obviously, the tough play, they gave him a hit on it. And, you know, like I said, it would have been a tough play for Jackson to throw him out, too. But it can be unsettling.
3-0 the count now. Bases loaded. 3-1 Cardinals lead. And there's a ball, and it's a called strike. 3-1. 3-1 to Heisler, one of five seniors for Coach Brent Blegen. Hudson, 1,732 students, about 308 more than Shahai, where they had 1,424 for the recently concluded school year. The 3-1 pitch, off-speed pitch, and a called strike, too. So Brasino rallying from behind. Went 3-1 to a strikeout and went 3-0 to a full count to Heisler with the bases loaded. Can he escape from this in a Houdini fashion, allowing just one run? The 3-2 pitch now from Sam. Here it is. This one hit to the outfield, coming in. Heisler getting the base hit, and Hudson will tie the game at 3. So the single from Heisler on the full count, and he gets the 2 RBIs. We're back to even.
And a little misplay in the infield allowed the runner to go from first to second on that hit.
Well, now that he's going back, is that going to be the case? Okay.
Yeah, he's just getting rid of all of his gear.
So Heisler is going to go. I was looking back at the scorebook at that point, so tell me what you saw there.
The throw in, hit the cut, Brecken, but it was a little bit of a short hop, and it just kind of, again, skidded, looked like, on the wet grass a little bit and got away from him, and the runner on first took advantage and went to second.
So Heisler gets the two RBIs. Again, a solid hit to center by him on a full count situation. And again, they didn't win the conference for nothing, right?
Yeah, they've...
There's a breaking ball for a called strike one. So Brasina has had a lot of pitches in this inning. As this one to the DH, Spencer Bullis, the junior, and it's 0-1 to him. Back to even. Again, thankful for the Pearlberg homer that gave the Cards the lead, but Hudson rallying back, and this one hit high in the air to right center, converging on it, and it's going to be a catch made by the sophomore second baseman Ryan Dixon, but not before Hudson comes back to tie it at three after one from Bucco Park and Stevens Point. And this is Division One sectional semifinal. Chi-Hi and Hudson tied at three on WOGO Sports.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Every crack, pothole, or blemish tells a story of family gatherings, harsh winters, and countless memories. But it's time to start a new chapter with a fresh canvas for tomorrow's memories. For five generations, Sen Blacktop has been writing success stories across our community, one driveway, street, and parking lot at a time. Professional, reliable, guaranteed. That's the Sen Blacktop promise. Call today for your free estimate or visit us online at senblacktop.com.
To the top of the second we go, and for the Cardinals, it's Jackson Martin, Ryan Dixon, and Sam Brasina. I'm sorry, Sam Brasina's not... So it's the 8-9 and then one hitters. So and the top of the order is Brady Smith against the left-hander Sousa. Mark Sousa, again, he gave up three, as did Brasina in that first inning. And there's a called strike one to Martin. A 273 hitter, 324 on-base percentage, and a 688 OPS. The 0-1 pitch. He looks at a called strike two. So Sousa seems to be a little more comfortable after the two walks and the three-run homer he gave up in the first inning, as he goes ahead 0-2 to Martin to start inning number two. This one hit foul. Sousa, just a good frame, and he's just a sophomore. And for this guy to already be the number one pitcher for Hudson, and they won the they tied for conference championship, that says a lot.
It does, and the kids talk about some of the things that they
O2
can
pitch.
See social media-wise.
Yeah.
And I think they have certain publications, I think, have him as the number 10-rated sophomore, actually, in the state.
Mm.
But
so that's what the Cards are up against here today. And the 0-2 pitch, and this one hit foul. Again, swinging late is Jackson Martin, but making contact, staying alive.
Yep, just keep following him off, keep battling.
Yep. Again, Sousa having to throw strikes, and he is. That's five pitches to Martin already here in the inning. Deep in the box, the pitch, and the check swing strikeout. So the first K of the day for Sousa comes at Jackson Martin's expense, and it brings up Ryan Dixon, the nine hitter for the Cards. Again, in for the injured Lucas Logslett. I don't know if you caught it as you joined us in the pregame, but Coach Steinmetz saying that he's looking better, Lucas is. And there's a called strike one, a curveball to Dixon as the count goes 0-1. Lucas looking better in the batting practice. The thing is, the concern, you go, well, what about DHing him? And there's a ball low, 1-1. Obviously, you got Brady. Brady's not pitching, so getting Brady in there. But then also, he's like, if he gets a hit, let's just say, and he has some kind of a, he has to slide or something and re-injures it, then you're going backwards. And so he certainly is available as a pinch hitter today, no question about it.
Okay.
But I think his feeling was, if you start him as the DH, is the count now 2-1. If you start him as the DH and he gets injured, then, you know, you're kind of...
Yep. Yeah, and I think last year, actually, when he got hurt diving back into first base.
Yeah. 2-1 pitch, and this one hit foul down the right field line, and count stays at 2-1. When you're looking for a financial partner as your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals, and they give great advice you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. 2-2 the count now to the right-handed hitting Ryan Dixon, the sophomore second baseman who's stepped up big time here in the postseason. Ryan, the 2-2 pitch, and this one he's going to ground it off the pitcher's mitt. Tough play at short, throw over to first.
Wow.
In time
nice
for
play.
The out. So knocked off the pitcher, Sousa, but Matuszynski recovering well. Score at 6-3 for out number two as Ryan hustled down the baseline. But Ryan made contact. It might have been ball three, but...
Yeah, it looked like it. He just kind of almost a check swing.
Yeah.
Shortstop actually made a really,
he
really,
did.
Really tough play.
Yeah, bouncing off of the pitcher, and that could have been a hit in terms of the initial contact
yep.
of the pitcher. As Brady Smith comes up, Brady singled and scored his first time, a 341 hitter. And there's an off-speed pitch that misses just barely as the count goes to 1-0. When you need a plumbing repair or a building remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing, trusted since 1951, Bowl and Prue Plumbing. And there's a called strike one, 1-1 to Smith. Brady, the junior DH. Cardinals setting up to have a terrific 1-2 in the pitching department next year, obviously. And, off-speed pitch, and he gets him swinging, miss 1-2. And don't forget, obviously, about, Evan Weiler as
yep.
well, and he's just a junior. So 1-2, three pitchers for the Cardinals, all back next year. That is huge for this team. And there's a ball in the dirt, and the count goes to 2-2.
Yeah, there's a lot of pitching depth that'll be coming back. I think the only Brecken as a senior pitched a decent amount this year. Otherwise, outside mm-hmm. of that, everybody was juniors or sophomores.
Yeah. So the count now 2-2 to Brady Smith with two out for the Cards, top of the second. And this one fouled off. Just got a piece of that one there. If you have a need for anything glass, I'm talking a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. Call White City Glass. Mark Halverson, Chad Frederick with you. Sam Aberle, our video producer. Maddie Aberle back at our Wobo studio. 2-2, top of the second. The pitch to Smith. He slams one base hit to left field, and Brady's 2-for-2.
Nice hit by Brady again. Stayed back, hit the ball in the hole.
Well, he's a student of the game. I mean, the more and more I hear about this guy, it's not just on the mound. He's a student of pitching, but really kind of the way he bats, too.
Yes. Yeah, he's...
The places he's willing to hit it, all over the place. So.
Yep, he's he loves the game of baseball. It's fun to talk to him about stuff like that, too. You can have some really, really cool conversations with him.
Well, you love the game of baseball, so when you have a baseball lover, you're like, oh, yeah. Takes one to know one, right?
So. Yes, it does.
All right, and it brings up Landon Atkinson now. And Landon looks at a called strike, 0-1 to the Cardinals junior catcher. Hits 302 with a 513... on base in an 834 OPS in that two spot. Gave himself up for a successful sacrifice earlier. Right field, Hunter Oswald over there to make the catch. So the Cardinals do get one hit and strand one in the middle of two. We're tied, Chi High and Hudson, in this Division I sectional semifinal on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Hi, Chippewa fans. My name is Sissy Knops. I'm a realtor with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Here's a pop quiz. Do you know the current value of your home? I help clients in the Chippewa Valley answer this question in order to get their home sold for top dollar. I can also help you write a winning offer on a home in today's competitive market. So if you're looking to buy or sell your home, cabin, or piece of land, contact me, Sissy Knops of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, 715-828-0903.
The Cardinals come with Brady Smith. So with an estimate of 35 to 40 pitches for the sophomore Sam Brasina, Brady Smith has warmed up. Chad Frederick, what about this decision?
Yeah, I think, coaches thinking maybe just didn't like the way that, Sam kind of finished out that inning, with as many pitches as he threw. So obviously it's a brand new ball game. So
maybe change the hitters for Hudson's perspective here a little bit. Plus, you know, we win this game, Sam's still available to pitch game two.
So. Now, does it work in terms of he gets the number of pitches he had up to 100? Is that, would work like that?
Yes. So okay. if he threw 40, he'd have 60 left that he could throw in game two yet today.
All right. So let me tell you about Brady Smith. 59.2 innings pitched in 10 games. He started all 10 of those. And he has a record of 7-2 on the season. And Brady's strikeouts 53, walks 16, his ERA 2.11.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
All right, so Brady to start things off against Oswald at the bottom of the order. The pitch. And this one hit in the air to left field, and Hegman is going back, and he'll make the catch for the out. It's a pretty good hit for the number 9 hitter.
Yeah, that ball carried out there a ways. Braden kind of got twisted up there, but was able to track it down.
Looking at the flag in dead center, 375 feet away, though, it's completely limp. So,
yeah.
But there's a little bit of a breeze. All right, so Steele Homme now, the center fielder, hitting from the left side, and he had a fly out to center his first time. Well, you never know from one game to another, right? And there's a breaking ball that misses 1-0. I mean, I don't know. In your recollection, has this happened all year? I don't think Sam has been relieved by Brady, but this is a sectional semifinal game.
Yep, you got to pull out all the stops.
Yeah.
You got to win this one to get to the next one.
You do. And there's the 1-0 pitch and a call, strike one to Homme with Sam Abrahamson on deck. And again, we can speculate, like, oh, take your chances. But at this point, you know, you're back to even. And so you're not behind. And so you're starting over.
Yep.
And there's the off-speed pitch, misses outside for Brady. The count goes to 2-1. His strikeout-to-walk ratio, we mentioned it there, maybe a little bit better than we saw 60 and 38, and it was with Brasina, and a little bit different here for Brady as the this ball is going to be grounded toward first and down the line field of Boisvert, and he'll get it for out number two. So ground out to three unassisted for the second out, and Smith one out away from a 1-2-3. Sam Abrahamson, the second baseman who was the first of three consecutive walks in that first inning. Again, 53-16, the strikeout to walk. So, yeah, that's a little better than 3-1. So, yeah, that's...
Yep, that's good. Brady's, again, he's around the zone. You know, not very often. I think last game, I think he only had one three-ball count against a Menominee, so...
And with two outs, and it brings up Sam Abrahamson. And again, you know, just in terms of mentally, but you know, for Brady, I'm sure they said, hey, we're going to start you in game two, and Coach Simon said everybody was good with it, but he said at the same time, be ready. And we briefly covered that. As there's a called strike two to Abrahamson. So Abrahamson, who walked earlier, now falls behind 0-2 to the Cardinal righty, Smith. And again, you pretty much went through the order with a lefty, thinking they're facing the lefty, and now Smith in front, 0-2. The 0-2 pitch, and this one hit in the air toward right field, coming over Thompson. It's going to get in there for a base hit. So Abrahamson keeps the inning alive for Hudson in this 3-3 contest. It brings up Logan Hegman, the catcher. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnaces running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels when you need propane for your home or business. Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and community. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. All right, the number three hitter, Hegman. Well, you would have liked to get out of here 1-2-3, but now the challenge against this number three hitter with a runner at first and two out.
Yeah, and Hagman's a really good.
And there's a ball outside, 1-0.
He's a really, really good player, really good hitter.
Mm-hmm.
Does a good job behind the plate for Hudson.
It's a real test here, and he's just a sophomore. So some of these bright sophomores, Sousa and Hagman, that sophomore battery going to haunt the Cards in the BRC for three full seasons.
Yes.
Another two. Runner goes. There's a ball in the dirt. Atkinson's throw is going to be late. And the stolen base for Abrahamson. And now the runner in scoring position for Hudson. And I don't know what the count is. We don't have a count up.
1-1, I think.
Okay. 1-1 to Hagman. As the stolen base for Abrahamson, he'll take a sizable lead off second. 3-3 contest, bottom of the second. Hudson, the home team, is the one seed here at Buchholz Park in Stevens Point. Off-speed pitch hit pretty well to left, and he got it off.
Holy.
And it's a 5-3 Hudson lead as Hagman hit a 1-1 pitch. Was that a hanging curve?
It was something a little off-speed. It might have been his cutter, but he didn't miss it. He got all of that one.
You were oohing and aahing from the time he hit it, Chad.
Yeah, he put a really good swing. I can see why he's, he's a good player. I would imagine he's going to be first team all-conference catcher this year in the Big Rivers.
And he's going to get the big team high five. So the Cards went from a 3-0 lead to a 5-3 deficit here, but still a ton of time.
Oh, yeah, a lot of game left. Just, the key now for the Cards is to just stay up. Stay up.
We look back and, you go, right, it's Abrahamson. But you get that out, and then you could have Hagman lead it. But again, it would have been 3-4-5 next inning. Doesn't get a whole lot easier with Jace Matuszynski, the junior shortstop, now in the cleanup spot. Jace Matuszynski batting cleanup. And for your home or business needs a cleanup from fire, smoke, or water damage, or mold remediation, call the experts at Service Master of the Chippewa Valley. Service Master Trust comes in the yellow truck. So there's a ball low, 1-0. Well, we've had a couple of home runs. Much more preferred the Cole Pearlbrook three-run blast to the two-run shot from Logan Hagman for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Since we're your Chi High broadcast team.
That's right.
And this one is smashed to left field, and it's going to be down the line. And extra bases for Matuszynski. He's going to dig for a second and get there standing as it's chased down in the corner by Brant Brayton Hagman for the Cards. And now another runner in scoring position after a back-to-back extra base hits. And that's three hits in a row here for Hudson in the second with two outs.
Yeah, and looking up, I was just trying to find my game changer here to find Hudson's to be able to get some of their stats.
Yeah.
And Matuszynski was hitting .424 coming into today. So that was a solid rip down the line for him, too. So they got a couple of guys that are Hagman was .367.
So Bennett Braithall now is the senior first baseman hitting from the right side against Smith. And the pitch in this upstairs, so Brady misses, 1-0. Again, we mentioned 53 strikeouts, 16 walks on the season. And so far in coming here today, got the fly out to left from Oswald and the ground ball to first from Homie before the single, homer, and the double. And this one misses again, 2-0 now from Smith to Braithall, the number 5 hitter in the Cards, going to their bullpen here in long relief. Brady Smith, after Brasina pitched an estimated 35-40, giving up 3 runs in the first inning. Smith giving up 2 more here in the second. And the pitch inside, missing, 3-0. So again, first base open. If Braithall goes, I guess one positive is you get the force outs at second and third as options when Manchester would come up. Manchester, I believe, a left-handed hitter.
Yeah, with the base open, sometimes it's not
the worst. Right.
And he's hitting .325.
Yeah.
Braithall is.
And there is a called strike one, 3-1 to Braithall. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Cards from Freeze Financial Group. Bottom of the second, still a ton of time, two outs, runner at second. Hudson up 5-3 as they rallied from a 3-0 deficit to the Cole Pearlbrook homer in the first, and there's a ball four. Ooh. A called strike, wow, okay. 3-2, that somehow caught the corner, and 3-2. You didn't think I was off my rocker by calling that a ball, though.
Nope, it looked like it might have been off the plate, but
right.
Again, we'll take it.
He's right behind the plate,
he
and
is.
I'm way upstairs here. 3-2 now. So rallying back, Smith from 3-0. And the runner goes, and there's a ball upstairs and inside. And so take your base. And he's making it to first without to third without a throw is Matuszynski. So runners at the corners after the walk from Smith, his first. And the fourth of the game for the Cards, it brings up the left-handed hitting Sam Manchester, who had an RBI single his first time to score Hudson's first run. So the Cardinals, who had a lot of success all year with Smith and Brasina, obviously. Brasina 3-1 and Smith 7-2. But again, Hudson, the co-champs of the BRC with New Richmond. And they offer a lot here offensively.
They do.
Yeah. Cards able to beat them 9-8 the last time they played, but sectional semifinal. And there's the off-speed pitch that misses 1-0. So talk about Brady's repertoire of pitches.
Yeah, Brady, you know, he's got great command, first of all. You know, so his fastball, he's got a cutter. You know, he throws a curveball as well, changeup.
Okay.
You know, so he's got a really good mix, and he's got a good command of all of them, which makes him hard to hit.
1-0 pitch, and this one in the air, out of play, behind us, 1-1. Curious what your home or land is worth, or are you looking to buy? Call Sissy Knapps of MSK Realtors, MSKRealtors.com. That's MSKRealtors.com. 1-1, the count to the left-handed hitting Manchester. Second time through the order here in just the second inning. So Hudson with the free passes and the hits, getting their batting practice against the Cardinals in this Division I sectional semifinal. Everest and North to follow. And there's a solid base hit to right center. It's now a 6-3 Hudson lead. And a rounding second and heading for third is Braithal. And 6-3 Hudson as Matuszynski scores easily from third on the single by Manchester. So we've now had a single, a home run, a double, a walk, and a single since two were out here for Hudson as it brings up the right-handed hitting Silas Heisler.
You know, you talk about clutch, you know, two-out hitting, which the Cardinals have been really, really successful at here the last couple games, too, for them.
Yeah.
And Hudson just kind of turned it on here with two outs.
Yeah, after the three runs in the first, three more here in the second, and now Smith trying to end this thing. Runner goes, and going to throw it to second base and be cut off and not in time. So stealing the base, Manchester. And, again, that's one of those where do you go ahead and throw because you got a runner just 90 feet away, but choosing to stay at third was Braithal and Manchester, so that removes any kind of force out at second. You got two runners in scoring position for Heisler, and the count 0-1 to him from Brady Smith. Righty versus righty, and Cards just want to get out of here and get to the plate. Off-speed pitch is going to be grounded over the head of third baseman Jackson Martin. Two are going to score, and it's an 8-3 Hudson lead. And now the Cards, who've known offensive dominance and big leads so far in the regionals, on the other end of things, trailing 8-3, saying, wow, what happened? As now we have Mitch Steinmetz coming out to talk to Brady Smith.
Yeah, we'll see what, you know, if he's going to stick with Brady here or if he's going to maybe make a move. There was nobody throwing in the bullpen, so...
Well, again, it's very early, but again, you start to go, they're halfway to 10 in terms of a run lead for Hudson and the way they're hitting both pitchers so far. And again, against Brasina, I mean, Brasina did have three walks. What about the possibility of bringing Brasina back?
Yeah, I don't think, I wouldn't think that they would do it in this game just because usually once you come out and you sit a little bit, that it's kind of tough to get rewarmed up, especially with his struggles, you know, throwing strikes early.
Yeah.
So my guess is...
And Brady is your ace. He is the number one.
Yep. So I'm going to guess that looks like I think Evan Weiler is...
Going to the bullpen.
Wandering down to the bullpen down there. So I'm sure you'll see him getting loose here pretty quick as well.
And we know that Coach Steinmetz had said, you know, in terms of we saw the complete game, you know, in five innings for on Wednesday for Brasina and then the full seven for Brady on Thursday. He's like, I know Evan, you know, another is junior pitcher. He's very good.
Yep.
And he was sort of apologetic even that Evan hadn't gotten in. Not that this is a scenario anybody wanted.
Right. Evan's pitched really well for the Cardinals this year, you know, so and you know he'll be ready to go whenever his number's called.
Spencer Bullish, the DH, in the eighth spot now with the runner at first, an 8-3 lead, and that one's a called strike from Brady Smith. And so Brady trying to get out of this after the infield conference with Coach Steinmetz. That wasn't just a Griffin Spindler, that was Coach Steinmetz coming up.
Yep, it was. So I think... a little bit longer conversation, I'm sure, about what's going on here.
And there's going to be another run trying to steal the base, and they got him! The Cardinals get the stolen base attempt by Silas Heisler, but not before Hudson scores five more runs. And so Bullis will be at bat when they come up in the third. The Cardinals coming up for the top half of the third, trailing by five to Hudson in this Division I sectional semifinal on WOGO Sports.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi High baseball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards!
Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Buchholz Park in Stevens Point, along with our video producer, Sam Eberle, as we're bringing this game on radio on FM 103.1 AM 680 at Wogo.com and the live video stream of the Wogo Sports YouTube channel. And Matty Eberle, our radio producer today. And, you know, for the Cards, you go, well, the bats have been hot. They scored 20 runs in two games to get here. But now Sousa, one of the better pitchers in the conference, is who they have to do it against, trailing 8-3. And there's a brilliant curveball for a looking strike one to Brecken Boisvert. So the challenge is a pretty good one.
The challenge is going to be tough here, but, you know, 3-4-5 coming up here for us.
And there's a ball that misses 1-1. And you can't be thinking get it back all at once, right? I mean, and you got to hope that maybe Brady will settle in here a little bit. Again, he didn't think he was going to be pitching in this first game and then called on in inning number two, but it's been a tough – oh, boy. Just a really impressive curve here, and it's 1-2. And you can see why Sousa, though a sophomore, is the number one pitcher on Coach Brent Blegen's team. And this one fouled off by Boisvert as he stays alive. Brecken walking his first time, had the lone walk that Sousa has had so far in this contest. And just a one strikeout. The 1-2 pitch. There's a curveball for, missed it. And the catcher, the sophomore Hagman, jumped out of there like it was a called strike three. It wasn't, so the count 2-2. And so Boisvert hanging on.
Yeah, so good, tough take, but worked out.
Lefty versus lefty. The pitch from Sousa. Oh, he got hit. He got hit. Now they're going to say off of his bat, he'll run to first, and they're going to throw, and he's out. It looked like he got hit, and then it hit his bat. But they didn't go for that, and so the ball did squirt out onto the field, and so that was an unusual play.
It was. He kind of half swung at it, so with the rules the way it is, if you check swing or half swing and you do go around, even if it hits you, that's counted as a strike, not a hit by pitch.
I believe it was the catcher Hagman who gloved it, right, and threw him out. Okay, so Cole Forberg, who homered his first time, looks at a called strike one. So Sousa may have had some control issues in the first inning, walking two. He's more dialed in now. And he's going to solid shot to third as a line out to Silas Heisler for out number two for Proburn. So two are down, and it brings up Jared Erickson, the Cardinals center fielder, a 259 hitter with a 446 on base and a 724 OPS, hitting from the left side. And he also walked in the first inning against Sousa. And there's a ball inside, little chin music, 1-0, with Brandon Hagman on deck, the Cardinals' senior left fielder. The pitch, and he called strike. 1-1 to Erickson with two down here, top of the third, Chahai trailing at 8-3 after leading 3-0 in the first. And there's a ball, misses 2-1. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. Two balls, one strike to the left-handed hitting Jared Erickson, the senior center fielder. The pitch from Sousa. Called strike two on the outside corner. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine and orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. 2-2 now to Jared Erickson. The pitch misses outside. It looked to be off speed there, and the count goes to 3-2. 3-2 to Erickson, looking to get him aboard. Again, the Cardinals, 18 of their 20 runs through the regionals were with two outs. Here we go. And this is a ground ball in the infield. Matuszynski is going to get it. Throw over to first. It's going to be in time for the out. And the Cards go 1-2-3 in the top half of the third. We go to the bottom of three. Hudson coming up leading at 8-3 in this Division I sectional semifinal on WDOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
To the bottom of three we go. Chi High trailing 8-3, and Spencer Bullis, who was at the plate when Landon Atkinson threw out Silas Heisler after Hudson had successfully stolen some bases earlier. So it's going to be Bullis, Hunter Oswald, and Steele Homey, the 8-9-1 hitters for Coach Brent Blegen. But for Chi High right now, it'd be really huge to get out of here with no further damage.
Yep, we got to have a clean inning here. It'll help boost a little bit of confidence, too, going in to hit, you know, in bottom of the third now. You know, we don't want to get any further behind than where we're at.
WDOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson and Chad Frederick on the call from Buchholz Park, Stevens Point. Division I semifinal for sectionals. The winner meets the 1 o'clock winner of DC Everest and Eau Claire North. Although, you know, they won't necessarily wait till, depending on when this game ends, there's a whole procedure that talks about in the third inning here, already different teams working in the batting cages, and so it's all set up. Smarter minds than mine figure all that kind of stuff out. And then the title game is slated to be around 4. Chi, yep. Hoping to be there right now, facing a tough task against a very good sophomore lefty in Mark Sousa and his team ahead 8-3. Brady Smith now against the DH Bullis. And there's a breaking ball upstairs. Misses 1-0. Again, curious what your home or land is worth, or you're looking to buy, call Sissy Knops of MSK Realtors, mskrealtors.com. Curveball for a call strike. That was a great curveball.
Yep, that was nice little, what they call like the backdoor curve. Starts outside and just catches that outside corner on the lefty.
It's got to be fun to throw a pitch. Like, wow, to see what you could do as a pitcher sometimes. The 1-1 pitch. And that one misses 2-1 now. Right-handed Smith against the lefty Spencer Bullis, who popped out to second his first time. Was standing at bat when Heisler, trying to get in scoring position, got thrown out by Atkinson to end the last inning. And this one hit foul and out of play, and the count goes to 2-2. Squeegee Squad of Western Wisconsin is here for all of your residential and commercial window cleaning, gutter cleaning, house and roof washing, and pressure washing needs. Squeegee Squad of Western Wisconsin. Thanks to them and all of our great advertisers making today's broadcast possible. The 2-2 pitch. Ooh, just misses, and the count goes full at 3-2. 3-2. Again, the Cards, Brady did come in and he got the first two outs last thing, and then it was messy after that. It looked so good, right? He came in for Brasina, and there's the 3-2 pitch hit foul and out of play on the third base side.
Yeah, he came in, had a really good start to the inning, and actually had a two strike, and, the guy for Hudson,
Abrahamson,
had a nice little, dropped a single into right field. And it just kind of opened the floodgates.
It did, yeah. The count now 3-2, and Bullis will step out. The junior DH hitting in place of Mark Sousa. Wonder if it's like, and here's the 3-2 pitch. There's a curveball for a called strike three. Nice pitch by Smith. So Brady gets the strikeout there and gets that first out of the inning. His first K of this game. Since he came in. Yeah. And so there's the first strikeout for Brady, and it brings up Hunter Oswald, who flew out to left his first time. Again, we talk about the Cardinals through the regionals hitting very good 1-9. I mean, Hudson's very dangerous 1-9 as well.
They are.
Co-conference champs with New Richmond. And there's the dart from Smith that misses 1-0 from Brady. When you need a plumbing repair or building remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Trusted since 1951, Bowl and Prue Plumbing. And there's a curveball that gets away from Atkinson, and it misses 2-0. So many of our great advertisers have been around in 1967, 1951. So not Johnny come lately, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oswald here is hitting 296. That's not bad for your number nine hitter.
Yeah, that's very good. And this one hit fouled off, 2-1 from the Cardinal junior right-hander. If you have a need for anything glass, new mirror, quality shower doors, new windshield, call the glass leader. Call White City Glass. On the brink of his third at bat in three innings, which, you know, I think your Tyson Ford keys to the game was great. If the Cardinals just score, called strike three, and the second straight called strikeout for Brady Smith.
That's a nice curveball again, because caught the inside corner, got the hitter to kind of turn away a little bit.
So Brady with that 53-16 strikeout to walk ratio, working it here. Two strikeouts and one walk, and it brings up the left-handed hitting. Steele Homey was flown out to center and grounded out to first, hitting from the left side. All right, you got the 1-2. Let's get the 3 here. And a curveball for strike one. So Brady working his pitches here, and he looks more comfortable.
Yep, he settled in nicely, and we'll see if he can keep it going here.
Obviously, what's done is done. The 3 runs in the first, and swinging strike two. This looks more like the Brady we saw in Thursday's 9-1 win over Menominee. And again, giving up the 3 in the first and then 5 more in the second, all with 2 outs, puts the Cards in a hole here. The ball that doesn't quite break over, and so it's at 1-2 now. So ahead to Steele Homey, third at bat in 3 innings against the Cards. The 1-2 pitch from the Cardinal right-hander. Ball high, 2-2. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Incorporated, proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. 2-2. Ooh, what, just missed, and the count goes to 3-2. Just missing to Steele Homey.
I like how Brady's mixing his pitches up, though, keeping the guys off balance a little bit. That was just, it was a close miss.
A student of the craft, 3-2 now. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, so Smith strikes out the side, and the Cardinals get out of the third with no further damage. After 3 complete from Buchholz Park and Stevens Point, it's still Hudson 8, Chai 3 on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
Hudson and Mark Halverson, Chad Frederick with you, Sam Everly, our video producer, Maddie Everly, our radio producer. Top half of the fourth, Brandon Hegman, Gavin Thompson, and Jackson Martin for the Cards, the 6, 7, and 8 hitters. But if the Cards were going to have any chance today, you really needed to come out of there without any further runs, and it helps the fact that they go 1, 2, 3.
Yep, they definitely needed that to kind of stem the tide, because Hudson in the first 2 innings, put up 8 runs, and to hold them to a zero now, and hopefully now we can battle back again.
Yeah.
Can't get it all at once, but, just chip away here.
Now, again, the 2 times they met earlier, Sousa won in the 5-3 game that they had. And this one hit by Hagman to center field. Steele Homey is over there, and he'll make the catch. So first ball hitting, Brandon Hagman flies out to center, and it brings up Gavin Thompson, who grounded out to short his first time. A 400 hitter with a 506 on base and a 940 OPS. I believe second best on the team. So hitting from the left side against the left-handed pitching Sousa. But Sousa won that 5-3 game. The Cardinals then 2 days later won quite the game, 9-8 at home over Hudson. So they have beaten them.
They have. If
ball misses 1-0 outside.
Watching Hudson, at least in that second game, their starting pitcher, I can't remember who it was. But he walked a lot of guys early, which kind of got our bats going then, too.
Mm-hmm. 1-0 pitch. And this is going to be grounded to short second time today. And Matuszynski, the throw over to first, gets Thompson for the second out. So Gavin, capable of hitting it to all parts of the field, but has gone to the shortstop twice now and faces Jackson Martin. The Cards' last hope here in the top of the fourth, trailing 8-3.
And I don't want to hit it at that guy. That might be one of the best fielding shortstops in this game, at least, that I've seen so far. He's made a couple of really nice plays, throws on the run.
Right. Swing and a miss. Strike one to Martin. Jackson, a 273 hitter, 324 on base, and a 688 OPS for the Cards. Hitting from the right side. And this one is into the infield, an impossible effort for a infield hit. And there it is for Jackson Martin, and he's aboard. It's hard to describe that. What wants to come out of my mouth is a number. I don't know, but it's...
Yep, just a little number over the mouth.
A little number. I don't know, look up number in the dictionary. I'm not sure it's in there, but that's what you want to say. And a blooper, I guess blooper.
Yep, that works too.
An infield blooper, but hey, it's a hit. And Jackson Martin's aboard, and Ryan Dixon now, the sophomore second baseman. And there's a ball, misses 1-0 from Sousa. Well, you never know. The Cards scored 18 of their 21s with two outs against Marshfield and Menominee. The only two they didn't score were in that first inning that were not with two outs. And there's a smash by the second baseman to center field, but the catch made out there off the hit by Dixon, by Steele Homey. So the Cards do get an infield hit. They strand one in the middle of four from Stevens Point. It's still Hudson 8 and Chihai 3 on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Baseball.
Since 1951, Bull and Prue Plumbing of Chippewa Falls has been a trusted name in our community. Fully licensed and insured, Bull and Prue can help with any job, large or small. Whether you need a repair or are building or remodeling, call Bull and Prue Plumbing. Commercial, agricultural, and residential service, including well pumps, septic systems, and lawn irrigation. Bull and Prue Plumbing on River Street in Chippewa Falls and online at bullandprue.com.
If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for getting a haircut at Great Clips." Yeah, you waited till the last minute, but with online check-in, you got in fast and left with a look you love. For a great cut in less time, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips. If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for going to Great Clips for a haircut." They had your details saved in clip notes, so all you had to do was relax, and your wallet got a nice break too. For the cut you love for less, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips.
To the bottom of four we go. Abrahamson, Hagman, and Matuszynski, the 2-3-4 hitters for Hudson as they try to build on an 8-3 lead. The Cardinals being stymied here more recently by the talented sophomore lefty Mark Sousa, who, again, some information you said showed him as the 10th-ranked sophomore pitcher in the state. Which, that's high praise, right?
So that is. He's obviously, like I said, he's 6'4", and he's going to fill out and put on some more meat, too. I mean, he's only going
to
get better.
No, he's ready to take the mantle of the River Falls pitcher as one of the top pitchers in this conference, for sure.
Yep.
If he's probably up there already in terms of among them. And so the ball 1-0 here as Brady faces Abrahamson, who has walked and singled in his two trips. So officially 1-for-1, kind of an open stance from the right side. And Smith with that one misses 2-0. Don't forget, we'll have coverage of Chihai at State coming for you. McDonald, I should say, at State in action coming up on Thursday afternoon. And that one catches the corner. Yeah, special State pregame show is going to be 1:25. The Lady Max versus Pacelli. Max a 4-seed, Pacelli the 1. So that's a 35-minute pregame show on Thursday from Goodman Park in Madison.
The Lady Macs pulled off the incredible postseason stretch with wins over Stratford and also Colfax, and then defeating Shell Lake to get there. And Smith misses. It's now 3-1. So 1:25 pregame on Thursday from Madison. Shahai hoping to win this one down 8-3 and win the other one and get to state next week, which will start Monday. The Division I teams go Monday, Wednesday, Thursday at Grand Chute. There's the curveball for a called strike, and the count goes 3-2.
Yeah, a little different setup at state than what they've had. I think this format now is maybe the second or third year that they're doing it. Otherwise, they kind of really condense the games down.
They want it to be as fair as possible, and this one fouled off and 3-2. So, yeah, it's a big Division I day, afternoon and evening, I guess, maybe start late morning. And then then you get a break on Tuesday. So, I mean, for fans that are going to that part of the state, figure it out, I guess. They're like, we've got other divisions to deal with. Then Wednesday, the semifinals, and then Thursday. So you're going to have a pretty good pitching. There's a ball upstairs. Take your base. So Abrahamson aboard. Pretty good pitching staff, though, to make it all the way and be the survivor, right?
Yes. Yep. You know, obviously, to get to that far, you got to have a lot of things go right, too. And you know, hopefully we can kind of turn it on here in the last couple innings. Dangerous hitter coming up now.
Yep. Hagman had the big two-run homer earlier. And after we talked about that second inning for Brady Smith, he'd come in, got the first two outs, and then the single from Abrahamson, and then Hagman gave them the lead, which at this point is the game-winning hit. Very open stance for Hagman from the right side against the right-handed pitching Smith, and catching it in the dirt there for the Cardinals is Atkinson, keeping it in front of him, and the count 1-0. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community. Luke and Donna Lucier create personalized services to honor your loved one. Learn more at petersonvolker.com. Throw over to first by Brady, and the runner back is Boy Veer over there. 1-0 to the right-handed hitting Logan Hagman. He has walked and homered, so 1-for-1 with two runs scored. On base both times. A tough out for Brady. And off-speed pitch and a called strike one. It's a commonality. I'm not as familiar with Evan Weiler's pitching, but kind of a commonality between Brescina and Smith seems to be that they can throw the off-speed things for pitches for strikes.
Yep, and Evan is the same way. But yeah, it's nice to have your guys that can do that.
And the pitch hit high in the air. Is it going to be playable? Atkinson gives chase, and he'll make the catch against the fence for the out.
That's a big out.
So, for the that is one out now. They get Hagman, and he's just a tough out on the pop-out. Atkinson in foul territory, and it brings up Jace Matuszynski. Good with the glove and the bat. He's got a double and a walk in two trips. You can as we go through these stats, you can see why the Cards are down 8-3 here in the bottom of four, right?
Yep.
One out, one on, runner at first. Brady Smith in release of Brescina, who pitched just the first inning for Coach Mitch Steinmetz's crew. I'm trying to hold him here, and there's the curveball for a called strike. What's the advice you give to hitters in terms of hitting a curveball? Because when you see it dance, it's good luck. I mean, what do you say beyond that?
You know, the key to hitting it is obviously just being able to keep your weight back and okay, not lunge at it, because usually when it's slower, hitters tend to get out on their front
foul off, and the count goes 0-2 to Matuszynski.
Usually, if you're a right-handed batter against a right-handed pitcher, curveballs are always going to be breaking away from you, so your focus is to just try to hit it to, you know, back up the middle, right center, kind of use that part of the field.
So the count now 0-2 with one out, one on to the cleanup hitter for Hudson, Matuszynski. The pitch from Brady got him, strike three. So the third strikeout for Brady. And two are out now, as it will bring up Bennett Braithall, the senior first baseman, who has singled and walked. Oh, no, I don't know what I have him here. He has struck out and walked is what he's done. That's the third strikeout for Brady against the right-handed hitting Braithall. And this one is a ground ball to short. And Pearlberg over there, throw across the diamond to first, is going to be low and not there. Now, it was a tough grab for
boy there, and he couldn't quite bring it in. And so runners at first and second for two out as Braithwaite reaches.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, me playing shortstop, I'm always like, throw the ball to second and take the short throw. It's a little bit easier if you can. A lot of these guys now just like to, you know, throw it across the diamond. And unfortunately, he just kind of got a little flat-footed once he fielded it and didn't actually go through the ball, so kind of short-armed his throw.
Second error for the Cardinals, and that goes on Perlberg on the throw. And ball missing to Manchester. Well, still hoping to get out of this inning with no further damage. Runners at first and second, two out. Manchester, the dangerous left-handed hitter, he singled in both trips with an RBI and has scored a run. Runners at first and second for Hudson, looking to add to this 8-3 lead. The 1-0 pitch from Smith. Ball misses 2-0. So Brady maybe a bit, thought maybe they're out of that with the ground ball. I don't know. Did you see, like, where was the situation in terms of where was Abrahamson at in terms of you think it was they could have had the out at second?
I think he could have, but I think sometimes these guys just kind of with two outs, you know, they think that, you know, they can throw it across the diamond. And it's not the wrong play or a bad play. It's just
there's a curveball, and it. Not for a strike. So 3-0 now to Manchester. You do have a base, but you're going to get an out here. No more runs. 8-3 is a big enough hole to be in here in the bottom half of the fourth, as good as Sousa's pitching.
Yeah, Manchester's hitting 308 according to Hudson's stats coming into today.
And the pitch. And Brady pitches ball four. So in four balls, Manchester gets the walk, and the bases are loaded for Silas Heisler, who had two RBIs. He's got actually two hits and four RBIs today. So he's a very – what are his numbers? Silas Heisler.
He's hitting 286.
Wow. He's been at Mr. Clutch today, though.
He has been. He's got six doubles on the year and 14 RBIs on the season. So he's done a pretty good job. Again, bottom of the order guy for Hudson. That's doing a good job.
In the seventh spot. Silas, this is huge as far as this game right here. Bottom of the fourth, off-speed pitch, and Atkinson keeps it in front of him. And that looked close, but not good enough. And so now 1-0, and Brady's thrown five straight balls since the error that could have been the third out of the inning.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, as a pitcher, you know, you lose maybe just a touch of focus when you think you should be out of the inning. So hopefully you can get dialed back in here.
That focus, what a key for your pitching. And there's the curve ball for the strike, and it's 1-1 to Heisler. Again, he had the RBI single in the first that knocked in two that tied the game. And then he had the two RBIs, and had the two RBI single again to do more damage in the second inning. 1-1 the count. Smith looking to get out of it. And this is a ground ball to short. Perlberg. Chance to scoop it to second. They get the out there as they beat the charging runner, Braithwaite. So no further damage. Little scary, though. After four, Chai still trails Hudson 8-3 on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Baseball.
Soak up sun, sand, and smart saving with a certificate at Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.40% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate has guaranteed returns at maturity and no minimum opening balance for fast and easy opening. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/savesmart. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 5/27/25. Insured by NCUA.
Every crack, pothole, or blemish tells a story of family gatherings, harsh winters, and countless memories. But it's time to start a new chapter with a fresh canvas for tomorrow's memories. For five generations, Senn Blacktop has been writing success stories across our community, one driveway, street, and parking lot at a time. Professional, reliable, guaranteed. That's the Senn Blacktop promise. Call today for your free estimate or visit us online at sennblacktop.com.
We head to the top of the fifth. The Cards still trail 8-3. Didn't need and avoided any further damage, did Brady Smith and the Cardinal defense in that inning. And so it'll be the top of the order. Brady Smith, Landon Atkinson, and Brecken Boivier for the Cardinals. And it starts off with Brady, a 341 hitter with an 843 OPS. He has two singles on the day.
Yeah, Brady's looked good at the plate today, so this is, you know, big at-bat here. We've got to get something started.
And again, you've been sitting on the three-run homer from Perlberg as the count goes to 1-0 from Sousa, the left-handed sophomore who Coach Brent Leggan said is their ace, their number one pitcher, sophomore catcher in Logan Hagman as well, the 1-0 pitch. And this is going to be a grounder between short and third, gloved over there by Heisler, throw over to first in time for the out to the big first baseman, Bennett Graythall. Score it 5-3 for out number one, and Brady retired for the first time today. You know, again, 8-3, you're going, 8-4 is nice, 8-5 would be better. I'd take 8-6. 8-6 makes you feel you're there from get somebody on and somebody blasts one and you're tied. You know?
Yep. Yep, 5 is still a lot to overcome here, but that's where we just got to kind of just keep chipping away. Get one this inning or two this inning, and then, you know, one in the next.
And there's the ball misses to Atkinson, the Cardinal number two hitter, who has sacrificed at the success and the fly out to right field in his two trips. A 302 hitter on the season. And Sousa misses. And now his catcher, Hagman, out to talk with him as it's a 2-0 count. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal is there to help you reach your financial goals, and they give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. They're so friendly at Royal Credit Union. They really are. All right, so 2-0 now to Atkinson. Looking to him, get him on before Boivier and Perlberg come up. And there's a called strike, 2-1. Again, no Lucas Logsletter yet. He's potential as a DH, as a pinch hitter at some point. I would think maybe at some point, depending on where they get. But we'll see.
Yeah, you know, depending on how it's
a little closer. A little closer game. There's a ball that misses, and the count goes to 3-1 to a looking Landon Atkinson. 834 OPS for Landon. From the right side, junior catcher against the sophomore Sousa. The lanky lefty, the pitch. Ooh, he checked it. He checked the swing, and he did. Oh, but they call a strike. So 3-2. 3-2. With one out, nobody on, cars down by five. Start, got to get some base runners, right? Yep. The 3-2 pitch. And this is a ground ball by the pitcher, gloved out there by Matuszynski, the throw to first for the out number two. So two are down for the Cards. They have seven outs to deal with, and now Brecken Boivier for Chippewa Falls. The 329 is his average for the senior first baseman.
It's a big at bat here for Brecken. You know, we're getting less and less outs and game time left here. I don't know where Sousa's at pitch count wise.
Yeah. There's a ball inside, 1-0. We said one of the things we appreciate about Gannon Field at Casper is having those pitches on the board. You take it for granted. You go out to other places, you don't necessarily see it. So,
yep. So I'm going to guess he's probably in that 75 range.
Yeah. And so that one misses 2-0. So a little bit of accuracy falling behind a little bit here as we get along into the fifth inning. 2-0 to Boivier, and the pitch to the Cardinal first baseman misses inside, 3-0. So 3-0 to Boivier with two outs, and Cole Perlberg, the shortstop, on deck with the three-run homer for accounting for all the Cardinals' runs way back in what feels like a long time ago in the first inning, the top of the first.
It'd be nice if Brecken can get on here and give Cole another chance.
Absolutely. There's a called strike one, so 3-1 to Boivier. Three and one to the Cardinal first baseman. Lefty versus lefty. The pitch, and this one to left field, and it's going to get in there for a base hit, and Boivier is around first, rounded big, and the Cardinals have a runner.
Good piece of hitting right there by Brecken, just going with that outside pitch and driving it the other way, hit it hard.
So it gives Perlberg a shot with a runner on. He's had, I want to say, four homers all year, right? He
yep.
Earlier today, he had his fourth home run of the season. He hit his third against Menominee. So to have two all season and two in the last two games is something.
Yep, do it in the playoffs.
Yeah. And there's a called strike one. So Boivier with the single here in the fifth with two out and brings up Perlberg. Again, 18 of the 20 runs in the regionals were with two outs.
The pitch and this grounded. Oh my. And it hit the.
Almost took out Jared.
Yeah, Jared Erickson in the on deck circle. And I guess you got to be ready over there, right? Yeah.
Yes, you do.
And even if you are, you don't have a glove on or anything. You got a bat in your hand. And it's an 0-2 count now. Perlberg behind 0-2 to Sousa. The pitch. And this one hit foul down the first baseline. So Cole staying alive. Again, 292. He's upped his average here. And 541 with the on base and 1.013 OPS, best on the team. On base and power combined. Here's the pitch. Misses inside. 1-2 to Perlberg, the senior shortstop. Going to play college ball at UW-Whitewater. Just won the national title in NCAA Division III. So pretty.
That's a good program to go to.
Very good. The pitch. Strike three. So Sousa able to retire Perlberg on strikes. The Cardinals do get a hit and strand a runner in the middle of five from Stevens Point. It's still Hudson 8 and Chi-High 3 on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Hi, Chippewa fans. My name is Sissy Knops. I'm a realtor with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Here's a pop quiz. Do you know the current value of your home? I help clients in the Chippewa Valley answer this question in order to get their home sold for top dollar. I can also help you write a winning offer on a home in today's competitive market. So if you're looking to buy or sell your home, cabin, or piece of land, contact me, Sissy Knops of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, 715-828-0903.
To the bottom of five we go. Chi-High still trailing 8-3. For Hudson, they come with Spencer Bullis, Hunter Oswald, and Steel Homie, the 8-9-1 hitters against Brady Smith, who's been in relief of Sam Brasina since the second. Sam gave up three in the first, had loaded the bases with walks initially, and Brady gave up five more in the second.
Yeah, Brady settled in nicely after that second inning, you know, and obviously he started all season, you know, and coming in cold, you know, having to get loose and come into the middle of a game like that. Sometimes takes a little bit to get lubed up.
Yep. And this is going to be a ground ball, the second out there for it. Ryan Dixon, the sophomore, throw to first in time for out number one. So Bullis' first ball hitting is retired 4-3, and it brings up Hunter Oswald. One of the things that was surprising to me with Perlberg striking out there to end the fifth with the runner on, only the second strikeout today for Sousa. He had the two walks in the first inning, and then later he struck out Jackson Martin and Perlberg, and that's it. So the Cards are making contact, but again, you know, not as much as they need. And there's a ground ball. First ball hitting again. And throw is not going to. Is errant from Perlberg. Off the mark. And Oswald reaches for Hudson. So the ground ball to Perlberg. And pulling Boisvert off the bag. And then the ball getting by. And so it keeps the runner at first. So a runner on. And that's the third error for the Cards. And the second on Perlberg today. On a throw. And it brings up Steel Homie hitting from the left side, the leadoff hitter. With one out, one on here in the bottom of five, Chi-High down 8-3. Abrahamson on deck.
A big out here for...
Called strike one to Homie, who has flown out to center, grounded out to first, and struck out. Interestingly, you know, Brady didn't come in until the second inning. And yet he's got three strikeouts, so one more than Sousa. Swing and a miss. Brady actually struck out the side in the third inning, and then he had a fourth strikeout. So if I correct my stats, he had a fourth strikeout in the fourth inning of Matuszynski. 0-2. Ooh, and that one is
a
called one to Homie. With the runner at first, 8-3 Hudson. They scored three. They answered the Cardinals' three-run homer from Perlberg with three in the bottom of the first, five more in the second,
and the game has been scoreless since then in this Division I sectional semifinal with D.C. Everest and Eau Claire North to follow. And there's a called strike three for the fifth strikeout of the game for Brady Smith. And that is the fifth strikeout for Brady, and it brings up Abrahamson, the junior second baseman who's walked and scored, singled and scored, and walked and reached third base. Eight to three, Hudson continues in the driver's seat right now, looking to build on that lead with two out and a runner at first, and called strike one to Abrahamson. And again, since that second inning, Brady's found his groove. But
yes.
And even in that second inning, right, retired the first two, but we talked about Abrahamson hit Hagman homer, made it 5-3, and a different feel for the game since then.
Yep.
Deep in the box now, Abrahamson down 0-1 to Smith. There's a curveball and a called strike two. Boy, Brady can just throw that thing for strikes all day.
It's got a lot of movement. I think even maybe a little more movement today than it does normally.
Initially, the plan was Brasina, and then save Smith. There was a realization that if there's problems, you can bring in Brady in relief, and that's what they've done. Runner goes, and there's a base hit on the hit and run. Now the runner going to go to third base, and the problems in the outfield for Hagman, and now they're going to try to send him home. The throw, and faking the throw is Martin, and then he'll hold the runner at first, and Hudson adds another one. They lead it 9-3 on the single by Abrahamson.
Single and an error probably on the left fielder there on Hagman. And he picked it up, just kind of missed it.
And Oswald was running to second and then able to just keep going after that. And no, he was at least going to get third, but then with Hagman going by it and having to go back for the ball, it's now a 9-3 game. And Logan Hagman, the other Hagman for Hudson, coming up with that open stance, popped out last time to the catcher, and there's the pitch from Smith. Unfortunate, because Brady was settling into a groove there.
He was.
You're looking to not fall behind any further. So 8-3 to 9-3. Cards down six here in the bottom of the fifth. Two out for the Raiders, who lead at 9-3. Runner goes, and Atkinson going to gun it out to second. There's the tag, and the runner's safe with Ryan Dixon covering. So Abrahamson steals the base after the RBI single and getting another runner in scoring position. Well, you know, we talked about ending games, and, you know, Hudson wouldn't mind. I mean, they're still four runs away from doing that, but continuing to work. It's the bottom of the fifth. Whether they ended now or in the sixth, they'd be glad to.
Yeah, you know that.
Hagman hits the curveball to right field, chasing it down Gavin Thompson, and he'll make the catch sliding to end the inning, but not before Hudson scores another run, stranding one through five complete from Buchholz Park and Stevens Point. In this boys' Division I sectional semifinal baseball game, it's Hudson 9, Chihai 3 on WOGO Sports. Back in a minute.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi-High baseball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Now's the time to rally. You don't have the pressure of the seventh. It's the sixth. I'm calling for at least three runs from the Cards to make it a 9-6 game. How about it? Who's with me? Jaron Erickson, Brandon Hagman, Gavin Thompson for the Cards, the 5-6 and 7 headers after Pearlberg ended the fifth with the K from Sousa and the left-handed hitting. Am I correct? Is Jaron Erickson, right?
Lefty, yep.
Yeah, okay. So Erickson, and then and so you go lefty, righty, lefty, this part of the order for the Cards. And there's a called strike one from Sousa. Very impressive pitcher, 6'4", sophomore, lefty. According to one evaluator, the 10th best sophomore pitcher in the state. And there's an off-speed pitch misses upstairs, 1-1. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels when you need propane for your home or business.
Hit him.
And he hit him. So it's not Cole Perberg, but it's Jared Erickson hit by a pitch to start the sixth. And a runner aboard for the Cardinals. And it brings up Brandon Hegman. Quality propane and fuels committed to their customers and community. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Don't forget, later on we'll have the great clips, great plays of the game afterwards here on WOGO Sports. As Logan Hegman, a bit of a word with Sousa. Saw him fall behind from some counts earlier. Now he hits a batter.
Yep, we'll take it. You know, that's a good start. Take it however you can get it. And hopefully we can just kind of build on it from here.
Hegman from the right side. And there's the pitch from Sousa. And he hits it out of play down the first baseline. Hegman, a 200 hitter with a 366 on base and a 639 OPS for the Cardinals. The senior left fielder, one of nine seniors for this Chi-High team. Sousa heading the count, 0-1. Runner at first, Erickson. They throw it over there. Great advantage for lefties, we know, in terms of holding the runner, right? You're looking right at him.
Yep, makes it real easy.
The pitch, outside misses, 1-1. Chai somehow pulls off a comeback. They would meet the winner of D.C. Everston North. If Hudson holds on, the same thing holds for them. Looking to get to state, be one of the elite eight, if you would. The final eight in the state in Division One. Swing and a miss.
There's something to be said about the, you know, the Big Rivers Conference and just the quality of baseball. So
three out of four.
Three out of the four teams.
Absolutely.
You know, Big Rivers teams. So that's a good showing.
It is. 1-2 now to Hagman with one runner at first and nobody out for the Cardinals after Erickson was hit by a pitch to lead things off. And this one hit back into the fence and the count stays 1-2 to the Cardinal righty. Chai beat Marshfield 11-1 on Wednesday and then beat Menominee 9-1 on Thursday. But the further you go, the tougher it gets. And Hudson leading them 9-3 here today in the sectional semi. There's a ball low and it gets away a little bit from Hagman. Runner wasn't quite prepared to go. And I guess you're down 9-3. You're careful.
Yep. You know, in that situation, I think Jared probably just lost sight of the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can take the free base yeah. like that, definitely grab it.
For sure.
Keep the force off.
Yeah, absolutely. So 2-2 now to Hagman. The pitch from Sousa. And he hits it. Again, a good battle here between Hagman and Sousa. Hitting that one out of play.
Yep, that's a good fight off there from Braden. That's a tough pitch. Slap it out of play.
11:38 for you, Charlie Kirk fans. He'll follow the game here on WOGO. Off-speed pitch, and he misses, and the count goes full at 3-2. So, hey. Anyway, hit by pitch, walks, errors, wild pitches, pass balls. We need runners moving. Halvo called for three runs. Let's get it going here. We got a second runner with no outs. We got 3-2 the count. There it is, and he hits the off-speed pitch down the third baseline. Glove there, throw across the diamond, in the dirt, no, runner safe. So the runner's at first and second. Nice play made by Heisler, but then his throw in the dirt. And Hagman's aboard, so two aboard with nobody out for the Cards.
Yep, that's a big play. Braden put the ball in play, make a play, and, you know,
right.
Tough play. Throw was in the dirt, and first baseman just couldn't pick it.
And so they ruled it as a hit, I believe, for the Cards. Their sixth hit of the day, and now we're going to get a conference. Do you know anything about the Hudson bullpen?
Not much. I do know that in their playoff game against Spash last week, Sousa started, but he only went like an inning and two thirds before Spash knocked him out. He was a little, I think he walked like four or five, I think, in that game early. And so he came out, and then I want to say it was Anderson maybe that came in and pitched for them.
They're going to keep him in there right now, and Brady Swanson might have been. There's Hirsch, Wagner, Howe, Regner, Reckon, Ani, and Swanson are the guys that are not in the game for them. Okay, the left-handed hitting Gavin Thompson, a 400 hitter with a 506 on base and a 940 OPS, and there's a ball, misses 1-0. So the Cardinals' best chance since the first inning when they scored three. Mark Halverson and Chad Thompson with you with our video producer, Sam Averly, and Maddie Averly, our radio producer, back in the Wogo studios. Off-speed pitch grounded toward short. Matuszynski has it. Out at second, throw over to first is in time, double play, 6-4-3, ouch. Runner goes to third, but oh, you had first and second, no outs, and Thompson hits into the double play as he hits it to short, third time today.
Yeah, that's a tough break, unfortunately. You know, he hit it hard on the ground, just
yeah,
right at him.
In the end, Matuszynski, a real vacuum cleaner out there. And so Jackson Martin now, who has struck out and singled for the Cards in his two trips, set an infield single, and now runner at third, down 9-3 and two outs. Cards down to their final four outs here. But maybe they're more comfortable scoring with two outs, 18 to their 20 in the regionals, or with two outs as Martin falls behind 0-2 to Sousa. So is this a team conference out there for the assistant coach for Hudson and the infield, and Sousa rallies to throw the double play ball, and now ahead 0-2 to Martin. The pitch, and this one's grounded foul down the first baseline. We'll do it again. Martin, the number 8 hitter for Coach Mitch Steinmetz's crew. Shahai 18-9-1 on the season. This is their 29th game for Hudson, their 27th. Cardinals tied for 4th in the conference. Didn't help they got swept by Memorial at the end of the season, so that kind of could have fared better had they won one of those.
Yeah, and the conference definitely was a top heavy. I think there's, you know, those four or five teams could beat anybody any given day, and then unfortunately Rice Lake was just kind of down on the bottom.
But Chihai showed themselves their wares by winning over Menominee in that regional final. There's a ball outside. The count goes to 2-2 to a looking Jackson Martin. And again, a lot of, again, losing nine seniors will be hard, but we talked about your top three pitchers all returning. Landon Atkinson, got your catcher coming back, so.
Yep, they'll be well poised to come back next year again and, you know, hopefully just fill in a few holes.
Time is called by our home plate umpire. Our umpires on the day are Larry Buchberger, Corey Gersmelli, and Derek Freeman. Easy for me to say. 2-2 pitch. And this is tapped right in front of home plate, similar to earlier, and the throw over to first is going to be in time. They get Jackson Martin, preventing the infield single and preventing any runs from the Cardinals here to close out the top of the sixth. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Hudson trying to build in a 9-3 lead in this Division I sectional semifinal on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
To the bottom of six we go. Hudson looking to close it out. Four runs would do that. As they come with their 4, 5, and 6 hitters, Matuszynski, Braithall, and Manchester. Jace Matuszynski batting cleanup. And if your home or business needs a cleanup from fire, smoke, or water damage, or mold remediation, call the experts at Service Master of the Chippewa Valley. Service Master, trust comes in the yellow truck. All right, the right-handed hitting, Matuszynski, the junior shortstop. Chad is rightly impressed by his fielding.
Yeah, he's looked good out at short today.
Yeah.
Really good, made a lot of really nice, tough plays, throwing on the run, doing everything that he needs to do to help his team.
Brady Smith for the Cardinals, swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-1. Brady with five strikeouts coming into this bottom half of the sixth inning. And I think just one walk. I think just the one walk there back way back in the second. But down 8-3. The Cardinals had a 3-0 lead, and Hudson scored the last eight in the bottom of the first and the bottom of the second. And this one hit foul on the left field line, third baseline.
Well hit, but well foul.
Yeah. So 1-2 now. Brady in front. Now he's been getting in front of hitters pretty consistently. Facing Matuszynski to start the bottom of the sixth. And this one misses 2-2.
Good spot.
Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with the new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. 2-2 now. Brady Smith to Matuszynski, the junior to the senior. Off-speed pitch called, strike three, and he gets the sixth K of the game.
Nice pitch there, almost, I'm not sure if that might have been his changeup, but looked, just froze him again. I think that's the second time he's got him.
And it is, you're right, the last two times he struck out Matuszynski. It's amazing how many, you know, there's so many stats in baseball. And this one, a curveball hit well to center field, going back, Erickson all the way back there, it's off the fence, and it's going to be a double for Graythall as he pounded that ball over the head of Erickson in center field.
So, yeah, that was hit well too.
Yeah. I'm going to say, though, interesting in terms of guys striking out swinging versus looking, and it seems that Brady, a number of guys who he strikes out of the six today have been looking.
Yep. Yep, which means he's got good stuff. I do think back when I would play and stuff that I learned even from like my dad, when you talk about, you know, the most embarrassing thing you could do is strike out looking because you didn't give yourself a chance to hit.
Yeah, yeah.
The game has evolved and changed, and you know, pitchers have gotten so much better that you know,
it's not an embarrassment.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. Anyway, I still wouldn't. I'd want to give myself a chance.
Try
to swing a bat and do what you can, but
right. Hunter Reger, the pinch runner, a sophomore, number 15 for Coach Brent Blegan. And the pitch from Brady Smith to a looking Sam Manchester, who has walked last time after two singles earlier. You've given us his numbers, very impressive on the year as Hudson trying to build on a 9-3 lead, one out, one on. Reger, the pinch runner at second for Braithall. And there's a called strike, 1-1 to Manchester, on base percentage of 1,000 today. Hit the two hits, an RBI, and a walk, and did score a run for Hudson, leading at 9-3, bottom of six. They need four to finish the Cards. If Chahi can prevent that from happening, they'll get three more outs in the top of the seventh here in this Division I sectional semifinal. And that one misses the count, 2-1. Getting toward the noon hour. Your body clock gets, you know, when you go so early for a game, you're like, what? I've never done a game that's done before noon. Or rare. It happens in the postseason, though. Or I guess if you do the weekends. And there's a called strike, 2-2 on the outside corner, the left-handed hitting Manchester. That's where you and I were talking, Chad, that some of the familiarity with playing in the mornings and guys on Saturdays.
Yep.
So that's often the case when you travel.
Yeah, it does help. I don't envy Hudson's, almost 3-hour bus ride to get over here today.
That's true. And there's a swing and a miss. Strike three, and Brady gets his seventh strikeout of the day. So two out for Hudson here in the bottom of the sixth as they continue to try to build on a 9-3 lead. And it brings up Silas Heisler, the senior third baseman. Hudson 9, Chi-High 3. Had 3 in the bottom of the first, 5 in the second, and then 1 run in the fifth for a called strike there to Heisler. So runner at second is Reger, the pinch runner for Braithall, who had the double all the way off the fence there, 375 to center a moment ago. And this one hit out of play. Behind the fence, and the count 0-2. So Smith, 7 strikeouts and I believe just 1 walk in that inning. He had the single, the home run back in the second, the double. Then there was the walk to Brathal, interestingly. And then a couple more singles before the runner was thrown out stealing. Go back. If you could change any part of this game, you'd love to change the bat when Abraham. If you could get Abrahamson out, then the second inning doesn't happen anymore.
Yep. That was
There's great. A high pitch that's going to be grounded between short and third. Perlberg's going to get it, but nothing to do with it. Then he drops the ball, but the runner holds at third. So runners at the corners with 2 out on the infield single by Heisler. And I tell you, he may be the 7th spot, but man, the dude, he's caused some damage here today. And he had the earlier hits and 4 RBIs, and now the infield single extending the inning with 2 out, and it brings up Spencer Bullis, who's 0-for-3 on the day.
Yeah, Hudson's put together some really good at-bats, too, and, you know, you can't, you know, they've got 10 hits as well, so they're obviously doing what they need to do.
Yeah, and the pitch from Brady and the pitch upstairs off speed. Yeah, Chai, well, it's Hudson, 9 runs, 10 hits, no errors, and Chai High, 3 runs, 6 hits, and 4 errors. So, again, the errors are things you do to yourself, and we have 4 of them. Certainly Mitch Steinmetz and all the guys would say, yeah, that's on us. So,
yep, that completely
throw
changes.
Over to first, runner back.
You know, you eliminate some of those errors, and maybe we're looking at, you know, 5-3, 6-3, something like that.
But the biggest at bat, again, it wasn't an error, it was a single by Abrahamson, and then Hagman hits, it gives him the 5-3 lead. And then they kept it going, right? I mean, it wasn't just 5-3. And there's a called strike to a looking Spencer Bullis. So the DH hitting in place of Sousa, the pitcher, is popped out, struck out, and grounded out on the day. So, again, we talked about Brady's numbers, a better than 3-to-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. And today, even better than that, 7 strikeouts and just 1 walk, and this one fouled back into the fence. So, really, if you remove the second inning, and I know if ifs and buts and candy were nuts, you know, but, I mean, similarly, if you take that second inning out, he's given up only 1 run, you know, so.
Yep, he's, again, you know, they kind of jumped on him on the second.
Yeah.
And you know, again, it's, as a starter having to come into the game, you know, your mindset's a little bit different than knowing they're going to pitch.
Right.
You know,
right.
Start a game. So,
but hey, live and learn. You're an underclassman, and you know, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. All right. And he's going to stroke one to right field. Gavin Thompson can't get there. One run is in. It's 10-3. The other runner goes to third, and there's the single, the RBI single for Bullis, his first hit of the day. So scoring from third is Reger, the pinch runner, makes it 10-3, and Heisler advances to third. And Hudson, just further insurance. If you don't like, you know, $100,000 insurance, you up it to $250,000 on this game. So they're more solid, secure, comfy, cozy with a 7-run lead, and now Hunter Oswald.
And I want to say out of their 11 hits, I'm going to guess at 5 of them, 6 of them have been with 2 outs.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Well, the Cardinals made a living off of that, right, with the 18-20 runs that way. And there's the good, solid curveball for the called strike to Oswald, who was flown out to left, struck out, and reached on an error in the last inning. So the Cardinals, I know, wanting to say enough is enough here, down 10-3, with needing to make up 7 runs with only 3 outs to work with. Brady, the pitch. Curveball for a called strike two. So some encouragement to the Chi-Hi side, a little quieter here. A lot of fans making the 2-hour trek to Buchholz Park at Stevens Point today. Had a lot to cheer about early with the Cole Perlberg 3-run blast, but that was it for the offense. And this one's going to be slam, base hit to left field. It's 11-3, Hudson. And now they're 2 runs away from ending the game here in the 6th and preventing the Cards from getting up again as Heisler scores. So Bullis advances. Oswald has his first hit of the day at an error earlier, reached on an error. And now Steele Homme hitting from the left side against the right-handed Brady Smith. Smith and Weiler juniors in that pitching rotation for the Cards. And Brasina just a sophomore. 11-3 game, though. Chai had lost to Hudson 5-3 April 22nd. Beat him 9-8, though, at Chippewa a couple days later. There's an off-speed pitch upstairs. Misses 1-0. To Steele Homme. He struck out twice, and as well, he's flown out and grounded out. So he is 0-for-4 today. He's got the collar.
And he was a 203 hitter coming into the season, so or coming into the game, I should say.
Oh, and he's hit by a pitch. So he's going to go to first. The bases are loaded for Abrahamson, and this game just not taking a good turn for the Cards right now. You'd love to get one more at-bat with the season on the line, but right now Hudson's just two runs away from winning this game, and now an infield powwow for Brady Smith and Mitch Steinmetz.
I'm going to guess Brady's probably at his 100 or really close to his 100 as well.
And he is exiting right now. And is this Evan Weiler?
Yep, Evan Weiler's coming in.
Evan Weiler for the Cards here on WOGO. He'll get his warm-up tosses back in a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinals Sectional Baseball.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Hi, Chippewa fans. My name is Sissy Knops. I'm a realtor with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Here's a pop quiz. Do you know the current value of your home? I help clients in the Chippewa Valley answer this question in order to get their home sold for top dollar. I can also help you write a winning offer on a home in today's competitive market. So if you're looking to buy or sell your home, cabin, or piece of land, contact me, Sissy Knops of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, 715-828-0903.
Mark Emerson, Chad Frederick, Sam Averly, our video producer, Maddie Averly, our radio producer, WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Evan Weiler into the contest for the Cards. Tell us about Evan.
Yep, Evan has been probably our number three starter, so he's pitched a lot of weekend games, and then he's obviously come in during conference season, and he's kind of finished up a lot of games this year as well. He's done a really, really, really fantastic job of coming in, in some tough situations too. He'll fastball, curveball, changeup mix that he'll throw today.
So the Cardinals trying to get to the seventh inning, down 11-3. Abrahamson, very dangerous. Boy, he's got a couple of walks and a couple of singles on the day, and an RBI and two runs scored. The base is loaded, and he knows if he gets a single, Hudson ends this game and advances to the sectional final with a 21-6 record. And so Weiler getting, again, is the southpaw. So those top three pitchers for the Cards, two of them lefties, and then, of course, Brady is the righty, and Weiler, that one breaks over for a strike, and 1-1 to a looking Sam Abrahamson, the junior second baseman. Hudson, as good as they are, losing five players. We talk about Sousa and their catcher are just sophomores, Hegman. So,
yeah, they'll be bringing a couple of guys back. They do lose
2-1.
A couple of good seniors, I think, that they do have that they're going to be losing, but...
Yeah, Matuszynski's just a junior at short, though. So some at some key spots. At some key spots. You talked about what a good hitter Hegman is, just a sophomore. And Weiler fires that one and misses, and the count now 3-1. 3-1 to Abrahamson. If this is a ball, it puts the Cards right on the brink of this game ending short. 11-3, bases loaded, and two outs for Hudson. Open stance, number two hitting, Sam Abrahamson. The pitch, and that's a ball high, take your base. And so walking in a run is Weiler to come in here in relief. The walk and the RBI for Abrahamson, and scoring on that one from third is Bullis, and it's a 12-3 game. Not the way I was thinking, guys, when it was 3-0 the Cardinals back in the top half of the first inning, right?
Mm-mm. Yeah, baseball is a funny game like that. The momentum can swing on a dime, and that's just kind of what happened to us in the first inning and then second inning.
Hegman to try to end it now as Weiler throws him a ball, 1-0. 12-3, one more run, and Hudson ends it, preventing the Cards from getting their last at-bats of the season. Weiler to try to stretch it out, getting out of the jam. And there's a ball in the dirt. Atkinson keeps it in front. Runner looking to score, and he will, and the game ends. Hudson scoring. on a pass ball hitting in the dirt and then scooting in front. And by the time Atkinson could go up, there was no way to cover. Hudson ends the game in the sixth, winning it 13-3. We're back in 2 minutes with our post game on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Baseball.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when mom and dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Back here on the Cardinal postgame show as Hudson beats Chi-High 13-3 to advance to today's sectional final against the winner of DC Everest and Eau Claire North, which will follow shortly here from Buchholz Park. Mark Halverson, Chad Frederick will be back shortly, and Sam Averly, our video producer, as we've had a lot of fun calling these games for you, especially last week. Wow, 11-1 over Marshfield. And 9-1 over Menominee, back-to-back days to take the regional semifinal and the regional. And again, the blast, which we'll hear in our highlights, our great clips, great plays of the game coming up from Cole Perlberg. The only offense the Cards had all day in terms of the three-run homer. Very exciting, taking a 3-0 lead over the one-seed Hudson, the co-BRC champ, but just not to be today as Hudson scores the next 13 runs and ends it in the sixth inning, 13-3. Again, our great clips, great plays of the game later. We'll try to recap it for you here. Just Cole Perlberg, a three-run homer, top half of the first inning. You got Brady Smith singled. Atkinson sacrificed him. Boisvert also walked. And with two runners on, Cole Perlberg blasted it out of here. His fourth homer, his second in as many games, the regional final and today. And the UW-Whitewater-bound shortstop, it looked good. But the Cardinals would not score the rest of the day against the talented left-handed sophomore Mark Sousa, who would get just two strikeouts and two walks. He had another walk in that first inning. The Cards not able to capitalize. And you felt hopeful. You felt optimistic. But then Hudson came back with three of their own against sophomore Sam Brasina in the first inning. And the thing is, you'll never know because Sam walked after retiring the leadoff hitter, Steele Homey. He walked the 2, 3, and 4 hitters, struck out Braithall, and he thought maybe he'd get out of it, but then the single from Manchester got one run in, and then Heisler had a single that tied the game at 3. And then the Cards did go with Brady Smith in the second inning, and Brady getting the first two hitters, but only then to see, we said if there was one at bat we could change all day, it would be Sam Abrahamson maybe in that second inning. If you retire him, then maybe Brady gets out of that first frame. But nonetheless, he did single, and then the home run from Hagman gave Hudson the game-winning hit, really, because they went ahead 5-3 and never would be tied or trail after that, and managed to get more hits and more runs and go on to score 5 in that second inning, grabbing an 8-3 lead. And mentally, that had to be very challenging for the Cards. And it stayed at 8-3 for much of the game until the fifth, when Hudson scored another run off of Brady Smith, making it 9-3. And then they are able to finish it off with four more there in the sixth inning and winning it by a final of 13-3. Chad Frederick, your thoughts?
You know, it was a great season. You know, tough game. You know, getting a 3-0 lead is pretty much how you'd want to start the game out. You know, Sam struggled with the control a little bit in the bottom of the first. So, you know, Hudson took advantage of it, and obviously you can tell why they were ranked number one for, you know, a lot of the season as well. They're a really good team, really good hitters out there. But the Cardinals kept battling. At least, you know, they didn't quit. You could tell they were, you know, still in it. So,
yeah, absolutely. All right, well, we want to get to our great clips, great plays of the game. I'm not sure whether Coach Steinmetz will make his way up here or not. Obviously, they need to be moving along as we look at the different teams, North and DC Everest, getting into the dugouts. But we've got our great clips, great plays of the game. And Chad is going to stay with me, and we're going to pay tribute as best we can to the 9 seniors who are graduating. So stick with me for that. So let's get to our great clips, great plays of the game, and tell you that That's brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details in clip notes, so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. And it started off great for the Cards here today. Okay, and something, all right, something was a bit of a miss there, and so take two on Great Clips, Great Plays of the Game. Smash up the middle, base hit, and he's aboard. I wonder if we can catch that from the beginning, maybe. So we'll try that again. And there's the next one. 0-1, and a smash up the middle, base hit, and he's aboard. Brady's aboard to start the game for the Cards. On Thursday, the 9-1 victory. And this one, smashed deep to left field. A long run out there. Pearlberg, did he get it all? Yes, he did.
He did. 3-0. He did.
Oh, yes. What a start for Chippewa. So the Cole Proberg home run, that was the offensive highlight, the fireworks for the Cards in this 13-3 defeat today. They would enjoy that lead until the bottom half of the first. Thanks so much for their support and your viewership and listenership. Off-speed pitch, called strike three, yes! Oh, Brasina rallies back for the strikeout. Looked a little bit hopeful there in that particular portion of the first inning when the bases were loaded and Brasina was able to get the K and the bases were still loaded with two outs, but it wasn't meant to be for the Cardinals there. Studio, 2-2, top of the second, the pitch to Smith. He slams one, base hit to left field, and Brady's 2-for-2. So Brady Smith offensively, even though the Cards wouldn't score another run in the game, Brady certainly his first two appearances at the plate. Continuing his fine hitting that we saw in the regionals as well.
Kind of opened the floodgates.
It did, yeah. The count now 3-2, and Bullis will step out. Junior DH hitting in place of Mark Sousa. Wonder if it's like, and here's the 3-2 pitch. There's a curveball for a called strike three. Nice pitch by Smith. Game was great. If the Cardinals just score it, called strike three, and the second straight called strikeout for Brady Smith.
Bit. That was just, it was a close miss.
A student of the craft. 3-2 now. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So Smith strikes out the side and the Cardinals get out of the third. So Brady Smith striking out the side in the third inning. Very impressive for him and his seven strikeouts today.
Your guys that can do that.
And the pitch hit high in the air. Is it going to be playable? Atkinson gives chase and he'll make the catch against the fence for the out. So the count now 0-2 with one out, one on to the cleanup hitter for Hudson Matuszynski. The pitch from Brady got him, strike three. So the third strikeout for Brady. So Smith with some good strikeouts on the day, and Cardinals with four errors, however. Way back in what feels like a long time ago in the first inning, the top of the first.
It'd be nice if Brecken can get on here and give Cole another chance.
Absolutely. There's a called strike one, so three. Pearlberg with three in the bottom of the first, five more in the second, and the game has been scoreless since then in this Division I sectional semifinal with D.C. Everest and Eau Claire North to follow. And there's a called strike three for the fifth strikeout of the game for Brady Smith. So again, Brady getting his pitching going after that second inning, doing what he could until those later moments in this contest. 2-2 now, Brady Smith to Matuszynski, the junior to the senior. Off-speed pitch called, strike three, and he gets the sixth K of the game. Rare.
Yeah. Almost three-hour bus ride to get over here
today.
That's
true. And there's a swing and a miss. Strike three, and Brady gets his seventh strikeout of the day. So there you go. After the three-run homer from Poeberg, maybe a couple hits from Brady Smith, but by and large, it was what you're looking at is... Brady Smith's strikeouts, but nonetheless, 13 runs on 12 hits and no errors for Hudson. The Cards, 3 runs, 6 hits, and 4 errors. They lose this Division I sectional semifinal. And on our way out here today, because you've been involved with the program, your son Chase, a junior on the squad, we'll look for him and the others next year, and guys who love the game, to do what they can to work the craft. And again, it's going to be tough to lose 9 seniors. Let's pay tribute to them as best we can. Let's start with I'm looking at the list. I'm going to start with Ian Denning. We saw Ian a lot as a pinch runner.
Yep. Ian pinch ran and outfielder. You know, and it did well with his, you know, opportunities that he got. You know, sometimes it's tough when you're not in the game all the time. Everybody wants to play. Only 9 guys can be out there at a time. So, but you know, Ian has been a good base runner. Kid's fast, really fast, and plays a really good outfield. So, you know, we'll be a spot that's going to have to be filled in for next season.
Again, you know, no excuses for the Cards, but they didn't have one of their better hitters in Lucas Logsdale. Again, Chihai, a team that hit 280 on the year, faced a terrific pitcher in Sousa today, maybe the 10th best sophomore in the state according to one ranking. But Lucas Logsdale, hated to see what happened to him with the injury in the regional semifinal on Wednesday.
Yeah, it was a tough injury for Lucas, especially, you know, coming off of last season and having his surgery and stuff, you know, and working his way back. So a tough way for him to go out. He was he's been a fantastic leader in the dugout, you know, just a really, really fun kid to talk to as well, loves to talk baseball. So, you know, I've enjoyed being able to hang around him, you know, these last couple of years as well, at Legion last summer when Chase played with those guys. So it's been fun to get to know him a little bit better.
The third senior, the Cardinal center fielder, Jared Erickson.
Jared is another outfielder that's going to be missed. You know, arguably our best outfielder. Did a great job out there for us. Really, really fun kid. He's always smiling. You know, just happy to be here. So, you know, he moved over from South Dakota when his dad took the blue gold head football job. So they moved over here just a couple years ago. So, you know, new to the district and all of that stuff. But just another tremendous kid that wish him well in the future as well.
It's a good bunch of guys who really love the game and have fun playing it.
Yep. And that's, you know, by looking at the record of the season and stuff, you know, that's the keys to, right. You know, you got to have fun. You got to stay loose and relaxed and enjoy the guys you're playing with.
And the fourth senior out of the 9, Dominic Hayes.
Yeah, Dominic. Dominic's a fun kid. I got to hang out with him a little bit last year during some of the JV games and stuff. And, you know, he didn't get a ton of opportunities this year. It just didn't work out that way for him to get on the field a lot. But another kid who, you know, another outfield spot that's going to be going away that somebody's going to have to step in and fill. But, you know, worked really hard to get to where he was at.
I got the flash, man.
Also, Braden Hagman for the Cards, their senior left fielder.
Yeah, Braden is you know, I'll miss him hanging around him for football and Legion last year and stuff like that too. I mean, he's a hard worker. If you told him to run through a fence to do anything for you, he's that type of kid that he's just going to do it. So he'll be missed as well. Again, funny kid. Again, all these guys are, you know, they're all really, really good kids, so they're all going to be missed.
Brecken Boivier, the Cardinal first baseman, boy, a key part of the squad. Going to be difficult to say goodbye to him.
Yep, Brecken had a great year this year, you know, really stepped up his game from, if you look at, you know, last year's stats to where he was this year. I mean, he took a really big leap, which, you know, great for him, you know, continues to put in the work. And, he'll definitely be one that's going to be missed as well.
Hitting from that left side and playing first base. Jackson Martin, of course, for the Cardinals at the hot corner. Another senior. A lot of holes to fill next year.
Yeah, as you kind of go through, you know, a lot of these seniors were, you know, in some starting spots, and, you know, they're going to be missed. You know, Jackson did a really good job. You know, didn't get a lot of playing time early, but, you know, ended up getting into third base here the last couple weeks of the season and did well over there, made the most of his opportunities too. You know, he had a couple really nice bunts. You know, and he's another hardworking kid that, you know, will just do whatever you ask of him.
This is the longest list of seniors I can remember, right? Isaiah Hendricks, the 8th of the 9 seniors.
Yeah, Isaiah's a nice kid. Didn't get a lot of opportunities either. Got some pinch hit at-bats here and there, and I believe he's going to go play at Western Wisconsin Tech in lacrosse.
Nice.
To continue his baseball career, but... you know, another kid who runs really well, fast. You know, he'll be missed as well. Fun player to watch when he gets his opportunities.
And last but not least, Cole Proberg, the shortstop, 4 homers on the season, the 3-run blast today, the 2-run blast, which was the winner, game-winning hit. over Menominee the other day. Hit by a pitch 22 times this season. He's going to go play, be a student athlete there at UW-Whitewater, the ninth senior for the Cards.
Yep, Cole is a great kid. So my oldest Grady was a senior in Cole's sophomore year when he was on varsity. So I've got to see him for the last couple of years, you know, and he's improved every year, worked on his game defensively and offensively. So, you know, good leader in the dugout as well, just kind of took charge, and which is, you know, what you need. Somebody's got to do it in the dugout, and I think him and Lucas and Braden were really good at that for this team to kind of keep things together and stuff. So he'll definitely be missed.
Chad, thanks so much to you, to Jason, Bob, for joining us as color analyst for Chi-High Baseball this year. It's been fun covering these regular season and postseason games and even getting to the sectional semifinal. The high we had in that first inning homer, it didn't last. It was a sugar high, but hey, you know, it's been a good ride.
It has been, and good things to come for next year with some of these underclassmen that are going to be coming back, mm-hmm. and young kids that'll, you know, get some opportunities too. So I think the future is still going to be bright, especially pitching staff wise, you know, for the Cardinals.
Very good. We'll stop by and see you at Chippewa Valley Sporting Goods.
Perfect. Thanks for allowing me to do this. It was fun.
Thank you. Well, I got your number now, so I may reach out next year. Thank you so much to Chad Frederick. And, again, checking our WoGo Sports calendar, I tell you, don't miss Thursday's coverage. Caleb Swenson will have the call from Goodman in Madison alongside his wonderful color analysts, Chris Malika and Jason Bovee. 1:25 pregame. They'll get it all going here before that first of two Division IV state semifinal games. It's the 4-seed McDonald against the 1-seed Stevens Point Pacelli, and we'll have it for you here on WOGO Sports Thursday, 1:25, first pitch at 2. Again, our thanks to our color analyst Chad Frederick and to Jason Bob, who did color for us on baseball, to Sam Aberley, our driver, our video producer, and making all the pictures and so much, not just today, but throughout the season. Thanks so much to him. We'll give him a little break before football starts. And thanks as well to Maddie Aberley back at our WoGo studio, handling everything as our radio producer today. Again, Hudson wins this sectional, advances to the sectional title game later today against the winner of DC Everston North with 13 runs, 12 hits, and no errors. Chi-High comes up on the short end with 3 runs, 6 hits, and 4 errors. Thanks so much for listening. We'll get the podcast up at WoGo.com, and the video will be broadcast at our WoGo Sports YouTube channel. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. The preceding has been a WOGO Sports production. Good afternoon. WOGO.
Coverage of the Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and Grace Home Respiratory. This has been Chi-High Baseball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.